No, sir, we don't. We don't even go to the rooms because we have a toilet down here. We take our shits down here. We don't go to your rooms.
You're listening to Madhouse Live. On the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation.
All right. Yeah, that's what we were missing. Missing a little applause. Boost that mic up a little bit. Hey, everybody, it's Madhouse Radio. And I am Carlito, the host of said show. Of course, you knew that. You knew that part. Gonna be doing the show as I normally try to do on Thursdays. Can't stay up too late tonight. Have a medical appointment early in the morning. But I did take a long nap today, so my sleeping is all screwed up, so I probably would be able to stay up if I don't force myself to sleep. I'm looking at request of pranks right now. I'm going to be calling those. We have about 11 of them. Well, about 10. More like 10. In the request of prank inbox. If you want to add yours to that, you can do so. That's over at madhouselive.com. Hit the request of prank link. And fill out the form and go ahead and send it in to me. I'll take care of it. Smooth it down a little bit with the music. Let's take it easy tonight, guys. I don't want to be super pepped up, amped up tonight, you know? Alright, well listen. If you're watching on the YouTube or Google Hangout right now, that's great. You get a video feed of me, as well as a look at the chat room. You should join that chat room if you're only watching, or listening for that matter. If that's all you're doing, that's also at madhouselive.com. Chat room. Later on tonight, I'll be giving out some important information regarding the changes that have been mentioned and talked about here and there that are coming to our network here. I'll explain that a little more in depth. I'll explain the reasoning for me doing it. And what the plan is. But I'll wait to let more of our live listeners tune in. They usually start peaking around 10:30, 11 p.m. Eastern. Everyone starts getting home. Who might be out late after work on the West Coast. Anyway, you can send those prank requests in the chat room also. If you don't fill out a request to prank, the best way is request a prank. Go to the site, fill out the form, send it, done. I get it here, trust me. If you send it to me in an IRC chat bubble, I may or may not get it. It goes to lower priority, to be honest with you. Unless you're Lonesome Loser. He's my man, my confirmation guy. Other than that, it might get skipped over, so use the form. That's what it's there for. Use it. Or lose it. Anyway, enough bullshit about that. Here's a request to prank that came in about 2 hours ago from a user named Poon Sandwich. Fan of the Madhouse show. Sends us a number in Vegas for a dude named Art. Information on Art is that he moved to Vegas from LA recently, many months ago. He never got a Nevada license plate. He lives in an apartment, and a fat neighbor that lives across the complex that he lives in sits outside every day and watches people like a creep. The fat dude called the DMV and ratted him out for not getting a license plate changed to Nevada after moving from Cali for over 6 months. His car was black flagged and now has to pay a bunch of fines for living there. Wow, and he's really pissed. He has a bad temper. Black short hair. Drives an older Lexus. Oh, look at that. Mr. Lexus, huh? I never cared for Lexi, whatever it is. I'm looking at the camera telling you this. My sexy Puerto Rican looks. chiseled looks. They were just expensive Toyotas, the way I see it. I'd rather have a BMW if I was going to spend that kind of money. Maybe even a Mercedes. Why not go all out? Why stop at the Lexus, right? That's the Kmart of luxury cars. Ugh. And what was an Avalon? Did they even make the Avalon anymore? That was a stupid shit. It's like, it's a Lexus, but it's a Toyota. It's somewhere in the middle. It's an Avalon. That happened a lot with cars that during that era, late 90s, early 2000s. There were some really stupid car fucking ideas. That usually happens like every 20 years in the cycle. But like, remember the Aztec? Remember that? It was like an SUV that you could camp in. It was all plasticky and orange, and it looked weird. It looked like a trapezoid. Who made that? It was an American company, the Aztec, A-Z-T-E-K. I think it only got made for 3 years or something like that. Isn't that what the dude on Breaking Bad drove? So I think that's the case. I think he drove an Aztec. Anyway. Walter White. All right. Getting confirmation. Thank you, chat room. My homies. All right, request a prank, and that number, the first number of the night, coming right up. Thank you.
Hello?
Well, hello there, handsome. How are you doing, Art?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Bill. I'm with Department Motor Vehicles, following up on your recent interaction regarding your night license plate issue.
Okay.
Did you have a pleasant experience with that?
I mean, I did my payment and that's it.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? And you expect us just to let you drive again, like normal? Let you get away with it? Huh? Oh, he hung up. I don't know what I'm thinking here. The first prank, you know, I say it every week. First prank is a piece of shit. Not all the time, but most of the time. Where's my water? Fucking water, Joe posting a car for some kind of British vehicle called a Metro. Not a Geo Metro, mind you, just a Metro. I think it's an Austin Metro. The thing looks ugly as fuck. What year did this come out? Holy shit. Great space for Great Britain. Ah, May 1980, according to Car Magazine. Wow. Jeez. Derek the Ferret, I think someone else confirmed this already before him, but Pontiac made the Aztec. There you go. Wolfcock is happy with his Scion. Which is what? It's a Toyota geared to a younger market? How do you gear a car to a younger market? Let's give it different shapes. Well, I mean, they put the same engine in it. So, the Scion probably has, what, like a Toyota Corolla engine in it, I'm guessing? Alright, that's cool. Whatever. Alright. Here's a number for a Brenda whose son is harassing children on Facebook. This involves children, so we must be careful and respectful. We can't talk about sex or fucking or beating up or anything like that.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
I hate that song. You know how many times I've heard this song? Oh, God. It's so annoying. Lonesome Losers here. Hey, Lonesome. Have you heard about the Lonesome Loser? He's a motherfucking friend of mine. Is that how it goes? I don't have that song. Let me see if I got that. My guess is that that's where Lonesome Loser gets his name. You must really like the Little River Band. Let's play him here. Not on YouTube, of course.
Have you heard about the Lonesome Loser?
Have you heard about him? whatever. Lonesome sending in a number for Morton's Steakhouse in Puerto Rico. All right. Morton's. Morton's makes one hell of a steak seasoning, ladies and gentlemen. I suggest you try it in all their lines of spices, meat tenderizers, marinades, and seasonings. Morton's Corporation. Sponsor of the first hour of Madhouse Radio.
This is Paola. How may I help you?
Oh, hey, Big Paola. How are you, big girl? Big sexy?
Hello?
Hey, how are you, big sexy? How are you?
I'm fine. You? How may I help you?
Oh, good. Yeah, I wanted to have a steak dinner with my wife. I'm on vacation. I'm from America.
Okay.
All right. So, first of all, do you accept United States money?
Mm-hmm. How may I help you, sir?
Do you accept dollars?
Yes, from the United States.
Yeah. I just want to make sure. Yeah. I don't know if I had to. There was an exchange rate. What's the exchange rate?
No, we don't. No, we accept the United States USA's dollars. We also accept American Express, Visa, MasterCards, anything like that.
Oh, wow. How convenient. That's very progressive of this country. Okay. That's great. Okay. All right. So listen, what's going on is I've been cheating on my wife, and my mistress is here already. She already flew in ahead. So I'm going to ditch my wife because I came on business. And she, like, wanted to tag along. So I just want to get, like, the divorcing and all this over with. So I'm going to tell her the truth over dinner. I wanted to tell her. Dinner, you know?
No. Okay.
So, anyway, this place is recommended by somebody to us to come to. But I want to make sure, like, after the meal, I'm going to tell her, you know, to be honest with her that I'm cheating on her with her sister-in-law. Okay? So, no, her with her sister. My sister-in-law. Anyway, so, I need you to not have any knives on the table at that point. Do you think you can do that?
Sir, what day are you coming?
Huh? But no, she gets really violent and upset. That's why I'm getting...
No, I'm asking you, what day are you coming to eat here in Morton's?
Tomorrow. It's too late now. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow under what name?
Well, you put it under Cross. Put it under my last name.
At what time, sir?
How about 7? Is it too... I know it's a Friday. Do you have that?
I'm sorry?
Do you have 7 available? It's a Friday.
We have 7:15 available.
Okay.
Would that be okay with you?
Yes, that's fine.
7:15 for 2 people.
Yeah, but listen...
Name, please?
Cross.
I'm sorry?
Cross.
Cross.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's your first name, sir?
Just Cross. That's it, Cross. That's just my name, Cross.
Okay, are you staying in the hotel?
No, staying at a different... I'm staying at the San Juan... what's it called? The San Juan Beach and Resort. It's further down the main stretch, you know? I forget what it's called.
Okay, we have the...
You know the big blue one? The big blue one? You know the one? In Isla Verde?
Okay, may I have your room number, please?
You know where the Walgreens is?
Yes, I know.
What's it called? Because I'm not there now. I forget. What's it called?
San Juan Beach Hotel, sir.
Yes, the San Juan Beach Hotel. Thank you. Okay. What?
Perfect. Uh-huh. May I have your room number, please?
It's 114.
114. Okay. Okay. And you want to not be any knives on your table? That will be your request?
I'm going to eat steak. Obviously, I need a steak knife, right?
Uh-huh.
But at the end of it, I need very sneaky, you know, like so no one notices. Towards the end, not after we're done eating, but right when we're finishing, just kindly come and take the knives away. And also, no, don't serve any hot coffee because one time she threw hot coffee in my face, and I had a little bit of damage, like a little bit of skin damage, but it healed up. But I had to use a cream for about a month.
Uh-huh.
So no hot coffee?
White foam
because she will throw it like at me. And also, do you have soups? Do you serve soups there?
Yes, we also serve soup here.
Can you not mention the soup of the day or just don't mention
well,
it?
Okay, well, I will turn that to a waiter. Let me put in your request.
Yeah, don't mention soup. No hot coffee.
Coffee or
and no knives. You know what? No knives at all. Forget it. No knives. No knives at all.
To the waiter, no, do not. Okay.
All right, do you have any strong waiters there that can be the waiter just in case I need backup?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, because this woman, she is nuts. I mean, yeah, like when she's doing her drugs and stuff like that, I don't know if she'll find some or something like that because she's crazy like that. She puts them in a condom and puts them inside her, you know, in like her vagina. I'm sorry to talk like that. And that's that when she flies, like we take these trips and she did that again. She puts pills in there and then she crushes them up. She takes it out of her, inside of her, and she crushes them up and then she snorts them with $20 bills. In the hotel room, and you know, she used to do it in front of my children. She's crazy.
Okay.
She breaks a mirror almost every time we go on vacation. Somewhere she breaks a mirror. That I just gotta let you guys know about that too. And that's not
okay.
And that's imagine that's on little things like when, like she gets upset at someone wearing the same shoes she have. If you can imagine, like when I tell her I'm fucking her sister. Oh my fucking god. But I got to do it in public because if not, she'll kill me. Like if I try to say it to her alone in private, she will go nuts and she will beat me up and everything.
Okay, so tomorrow night at 10:15 for two people, no knife, no coffee, no soup, a strong waiter, anything else that I can help you with?
No, I think that's it. Thank you for helping me out, you know. You understand, I got to tell her the truth. I got to be
Yes, it's okay, sir. Don't worry about it. Right. I already put in your request, okay?
All right, and what are you doing, you know? Like, you like girls?
What?
Do you like girls, too?
It's all good, sir.
Yeah, that's
can
what
I help
saying.
You with anything else?
No, because me and my mistress, we're thinking about maybe, you know, trying a third while we're down here.
No, it's okay, sir.
Oh, okay.
I will pass on that one. Thank
All right,
you.
Well, if you change your mind, are you going to be there tomorrow?
No, sir. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
tomorrow I don't work here.
I'm going to find out. I'll make sure. Because if you're not, if you're lying, oh, my God.
It's okay, sir.
Oh, my God.
Can I help you with anything else?
No. Thank
well,
you.
Well, I already made it, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Bye, honey, baby.
Bye.
Bye. I'm a disparatero. All right, there we go. Carlito Cross, once again, afraid of his wife killing him, stabbing him, or throwing hot soup and coffee on him. Can't have that. Nunu says Twitter has been blocked in the nation of Turkey, and he's wondering if the Turkish kitchen has it still. Let's call and ask. No co-host tonight. I still haven't talked to Milkman. He left me a voicemail today, and I haven't even heard it. I don't know if it's an angry voicemail. Oh my god, I'm such a bad friend. Listen, Turkish kitchen. Forget about that. Anyway, Turkish kitchen. At work.
Turkish kitchen, how can I help you?
Yes, hi. I'd like to make an order, please.
Okay, so let's come get
three. Do you have chicken shawarma?
Yes.
Okay, one of those to go?
You want a sandwich or platter?
Sandwich.
Okay, and lavash or pita?
Pita bread, please.
Chicken shawarma and pita, okay. Anything else?
No, how long will that be?
It takes only 5 minutes.
Only 5 minutes? You have it ready because I'm in a rush.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Wait a minute. What else do you have there, like, for that you can prepare, like, for the, like, Do you have anything like a steak or anything like that for my wife? Or anything you can...
What?
Do you have anything you could recommend, like a steak or something? Like, you know what I mean? Like a piece of chicken or a steak?
We have chicken shish or lamb shish. They are good.
Okay. All right, one of those, the lamb one. I think that's good. Yeah, that'd be great.
So lamb shish platter
yeah.
with rice and salad?
Oh, yeah, perfect. Yeah, rice and salad, yeah.
All right, that'll make it about 10 minutes.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Well, we'll call back and cancel that, and then we'll ask about the Twitter. Yeah. He's going to be mad. He's going to be mad. Remind me, guys. Remind me. Should we call Crimea? Or Crimea? What is it? It's Crimea, right? Isn't that what they say on the TV? Crimea. Okay. Here's the old San Juan Hotel. I've stayed in this hotel before. It's a nice hotel. Let me get over here to Skype. Skypeus.
Thank you for calling Sheraton Old San Juan. This is Jessica. How may I assist you?
Hey, how are you, motherfucker? How you doing? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, how are you, motherfucker? How you doing?
Who are you?
This is Eddie.
Who?
Eddie.
No.
I'm Eddie. What do you mean, no?
Why are you talking to me like that?
Is there someone that speaks English? Continuing. Why are you talking to me like that?
Thank you, Sonic Chaperon. So, this is Crisia. How may I assist you?
Hey, honey baby, how are you?
Sorry?
How are you, honey baby? How are you? She's like, what? What? Sassy women at this hotel.
Thank you for coming to Sheraton Grisel. This is Grisel. How may I assist you?
Yes, hello, Grisel. I'd like to be transferred to the restaurant.
The restaurant?
Motherfucker. Hello? I don't know if I'm being transferred or what. I got silence there. Let me call back, give her shit. Whatever, they're just picking up the phone and not saying anything. How can a huge hotel do that to me? There's a place called Oceano to Calle Vendic. Okay. Whatever. May not be an answer here. Fucker. All right. Acacia Boutique Hotel. Acacia.
Acacia Boutique Hotel. This is Oscar. How may I help you?
Oscar, look, I'm calling and it ringing and ringing. What happened?
How can I help you?
Well, I first of all, like, I'm calling and it's ringing, ringing, ringing. No one pick up. What happened?
Picking up and no one's answering.
I am answering. As soon as you answered, that's when I started talking. Oscar.
How can I help you, sir?
God damn it. Okay, motherfucker. I'm going to hang up and I'm going to call back and I want you to answer fast. Oh, shit. In a few minutes, I'll be canceling the chicken order.
Hi. Steven is speaking from
Acacia
Boutique Hotel. Can I help you?
Mira, where was Oscar? Who's that?
Who was that?
Who's Oscar, motherfucker? Who is that?
Who's that speaking to me?
Yeah, Oscar was rude to me
no.
on the phone.
Oscar is one of our front desk.
He's the son of a bitch.
Why you say that?
Because he hung up on the phone on me, motherfucker. He said motherfucker like that to me. He said motherfucker like that and he hung up the phone.
Oh, my God. Are you one of our guests?
Yes.
what I can do for you, sir.
He said, motherfucker, monkey, like that, about my wife. My wife is black. I'm from Atlanta. And he said, motherfucker, monkey, like that, to my wife. Okay. And I said, what?
No, that's impossible. No, that's impossible, sir.
And he said to me, motherfucker, like that. And he said, son of a bitch,
my
motherfucker.
My God, I can't believe that, sir.
Yeah, go get him right now. I want to talk to him right now.
Where are you, sir?
Well, I'm outside. I'm so upset. I'm outside right now.
You're outside?
Yeah.
Where?
I went to the Denny's on Isla Verde.
You are over there? You want me to send a taxi to pick up you, sir?
I got so mad. I'm telling you. What's your name?
My name is Ibeliz.
And you can get a taxi to pick me up?
Yeah, you over there?
Yeah, I'm over here. I had a big fucking meal and everything, but I'm so upset right now. I'm shaking.
Oh, my God. You are in Denny's of Isla Verde.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And how would the taxi would recognize you?
Oh, I weigh about 350 pounds. I'm a white man. And I have a black wife.
Well, I'm going to tell the taxi to look after somebody who is waiting a taxi.
Yeah, I'll look for a taxi. Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to send the taxi for you.
All right,
okay.
Honey. Okay, honey, baby. And what was, I'm sorry, your name again was?
My name is Ibeliz.
Ibeliz. Oh, okay. All right, well, thank you. And then I'm going to have words with Oscar. He's a motherfucker, you know? He's a motherfucker is what it is.
It's gonna, maybe you got misunderstood, sir, and I apologize for that, okay?
You tell him get ready, that you tell him right now, go to him and tell him that get ready that I'm coming, all right?
Okay.
That
okay,
I say that he's the motherfucker and that I'm coming for him. I'm coming for him. Tell him I'm coming for him.
Okay, we can fix that when you came in here, okay?
Okay, bye. All right, there we go. So now Oscar's going to lose his job because I said motherfucker. It's not a big deal to call a taxi to send them. Those taxis are going up and down 24 hours a day in this area. You basically just call them and they're going to go there anyway. Trust me, I know how it works, man. I am Puerto Rican, man. So what time? Chat room, tell me how many minutes do I have left for it to be 10 minutes after the Faizan order or the Turkish horse order. When was that? Let me look at the timestamps. I might be able to figure it out from the timestamps. Let me look for I know someone said Faizan. No Faizan was said at 24 after, so okay, it's been about 9 minutes. I'll do one more call. And then I will call to cancel the order with Kanguzel. They're saying it's time. It's been 9 minutes. This is wait, one more. Let's make sure they got it all nice and packed up and everything, motherfucker. That's the best part, when they get it all fucking packed up. Someone laughed the other day. Someone was telling me they liked the fact that I mentioned on this angry Chinese cancellation order prank I did with Maddie. They were like, I like how you said the stapled paper bag. And it's true, man. The Chinese places, they always staple that brown paper bag, you know? Always. Anyone that you ever go to. And it's always got pieces of, like, their boxes. Like, they reuse their boxes to make the bottoms flat and stuff like that. It's kind of cool. The other day, I got Chinese in the box. The piece of box they put in it to help pack it said salad oil. I was like, salad oil? The fuck is salad oil? And I actually ended up on Wikipedia looking up salad oil. It's like a special blend of certain oils that the restaurant industry uses. And it's what basically all the Chinese places use. So anyway, that's where those pranks I was doing about, I wanted to get a gallon of oil from the Chinese restaurants. Remember when I was doing that? That's where that came from. Because I already looked it up on Wikipedia. That's how my shits work, motherfucker. Oh, and a food recommendation for you guys. Get some chopped walnuts. You mix it with some cereal, like some cornflakes or product 19 or whatever cereal you got. and then add some honey to it. Drizzle some honey on it and mix it up with a spoon and eat it like that. It's like a milkless cereal. I recommend it. I do it. When I'm out of milk, I use honey instead. You need to eat it that way. It's a little more sugary. But there's sugar in milk anyway. There's all that lactic sugar. Okay, moving right along. Nunu is flashing. Saying. What? Read people really boring celebrity shit from Twitter that they can't act. Okay. He's saying call Turkey and talk shit about the Prime Minister and Twitter. Okay, whatever. You got it. Delicious Prax wants to join. Yeah, sure. Yeah, join whatever. All right, more pranks. Verdanza Hotel. We'll do that, and then we'll call back the Turkish kitchen, where hopefully Kanguzel picks up, and I will cancel the motherfucker. He's going to be mad that I got him again. I expect many voicemails, guys.
Good evening, Verdanza Hotel, Summer Hotel and Resort. This is Glimmery.
Shut up. Hello?
Yes, hi.
Yeah, you were talking, you know? I need to tell you what I need.
My apologies, sir. That's how we answer the phone on the hotel.
But it's like, blah, 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 blah. Why? It takes so long. Why? What happened?
How can I assist you, sir?
Anyway, listen, I have a complaint. I was there, and there's a really bad smell of mildew. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I got so angry that I'm at Denny's in Isla Verde now. I got so mad. You know where the Denny's is here?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, down past the Walgreens and everything? That's where I am. I'm so fucking pissed off, motherfucker. You need to make this right.
My apologies, sir.
Yeah. What are your room numbers like there?
I'm sorry?
What are your room numbers like? The room numbers are like 121 and stuff, right?
Are you staying here with us, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, how can I assist you then?
I got into the room and it smelled like super like mildew. And there was a used condom in the trash can.
Which will be your room number, sir?
I think it was 121. I don't remember how the room numbers go.
121? We don't have rooms with that number.
What do you have them like? They're like 110-1021, right?
Exactly. You should know your room number, sir.
I know. I don't even have the card. My wife has it, and she's in the bathroom. I'm at the Denny's, I said. Remember? God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you look me up?
I'm sorry, sir?
Can you just look me up?
I can't understand why you're trying to...
Can you just look me up in the computer? My name is Gonzalez. And tell those people to shut up over there.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't tolerate that kind of...
Tell them to shut up. I can't hear you. The fucking car's going by. Motherfucker.
My apologies, sir. I can't talk with a person like that. Have a nice day.
You think there's a Gonzalez stand there? Maria. My wife is Maria. Oh, she's screening the call, motherfucker. Alright, look guys, Turkish kitchen time, here we go. Prepare for the hate and the anger and the cursing and the motherfucker.
Turkish kitchen, how can I help you?
Yeah, this is Eddie. I made that order, the two chicken, the chicken platter.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and cancel that.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't make it anyway.
Why not?
Because I know you're such an asshole, that's why.
Because you're a motherfucker. Yeah, you,
yes,
made,
yes,
it. You made it. You made it.
You made it. Did you really think I was going to make it for
you?
Yeah,
you did, stupid son of a bitch. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, dumbass. Yeah, you did. Don't fucking tell me. Don't fucking try that you were ahead of me. Yeah, right. Here comes the beep.
Thank you for calling Turkish Kitchen. For a takeout order, please leave your name and number and we'll get back to you.
Damn. Try one more time. He's full of shit. Oh, he picked up and hung right up. What a bitch. Wow. All right, that was fun. Is that really a picture that of him? Is that the real Turkish Kitchen there in this picture? Obey? It might be. I don't know. I think there are pics of him. I know for a fact there are. We've had Madhouse listeners go in there and take pics. Milkman and another listener went in there, took pics of him. Oh, boy. Obey says it is. Trust him. Trust him. Trust me. Dwight McClanahan joining us. Dwight McClanahan.
Hello.
Was it Dwight McClanahan from United Airlines? I forget. Where was Dwight McClanahan from originally?
I don't know. I just added it. I don't know where I came up with the last name at.
Yeah, but I'm trying to remember what prank it is or where he started using it. I think it was the, I don't know.
Oh, it was the airline last night the where airline. That guy was getting all pissed off. He's like, "What is your name?" This fucking Dwight McClanahan. Oh no, it was the email guy. The guy that put his fucking email out.
Oh,
there.
The password guy. A guy tweeted his password. He tweeted AT&T SBC Global, saying, "Oh, my password doesn't work. Please help me." And he included his password in the tweet.
That's when his wife tried to say he was in bed and I'd have to call tomorrow. And I said, "Listen, bitch, I'm going to shut his fucking email off starting tomorrow."
Yeah.
He jumped on the phone, got all pissed that I was swearing at his wife.
Yeah. Yeah. How dare you curse at my wife? That's curse at my wife.
You got on as my supervisor and told him to shut the fuck up, basically.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, and the JDF pranks, the masturbation contest stuff was fucking hilarious.
I wish I could figure out what hotel he's in, because he has an appearance, I think, tomorrow.
It's in Orlando, right?
I bet he's at his hotel already.
It's in Orlando, right?
Yeah.
But it's at the convention center. There's no hotel. So there's a whole bunch of hotels around it, so it's anybody's guess which one.
I think it lists about six hotels that are sold out for that convention.
So it's one of those.
It's one of those that he's in. I would try the more fancy ones like the Hilton and shit like that.
It's on the MegaCon site.
Yeah.
I still have the site bookmarked from when I lived in Orlando. I would go to it all the time to see the changes in guests. I always wanted to do a Madhouse booth. But I went to MegaCon a few times, and there would be internet radio stations that had booths, and it straight up was just two dudes just sitting there. I was like, "What the fuck? Like, what the fuck are you doing?" Like, and no one was talking, and then no one was around. It's just two fucking dudes just sitting, and they have the name of their radio station behind them in like white and black letters.
Podcast, really. Fucking good for you.
Yeah, I was like, if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do a live show from the floor, and I'm gonna have someone with a cell phone going around, doing live video and doing interviews with guests, convention people going to the convention and people who are appearing there. That's what you got to do. I would make it like a whole weekend event, you know, where you just basically pick on all the nerds that are coming out because of what they're dressed in and the way they act. And you mess around with the guests. Because, like, George Takei comes all this shit. He always goes to these things. People like JDF is there now. That would be awesome. That I would do. Then it'd be worth it. But I was like, for me to just sit there and be like, Madhouse Radio. And everyone's going to be going, but like, okay, what you're selling? You know what I mean? Like, what's the point? It's a waste of time and money and effort. Anyway,
I should try to call off the air and see if I can find his hotel.
Where's the list? I'm at the site now. Anyway, I was telling you I was at the site. Let me go to the
exhibitor art. Book a hotel.
Artist Alley was where the it's free. If you're you have to be a published artist and you get a free table.
Oh really?
Yeah. So I would have had to release a CD somehow, you know, and been selling it, and I could have been like, "Well, here you go. Like, you know, here's my
Selling the JDF CD at your table."
Yeah. But there was but straight up there were just internet radio people like just sitting like straight up it was like two like nerdy looking dudes like two Tabachi looking motherfuckers just sitting there. No offense, I'm just saying. All right, guest info.
Right here's the link in the Skype chat. That's the hotels.
All right, good.
We'll have to get phone numbers for them.
MegaCon. MegaCon's good, man. That's the one I took. Sean Ward went to MegaCon with me. He stayed with me, and he was in one of the old prank callers. You probably don't even know who I'm talking about. He's one of the old PCU prank call show guys. He's a comic book artist, and he stayed with me for a few days and went to MegaCon back in like 2000. When was that, guys? 2006, I think. All right, I'm waiting for the link to open. Now everything's frozen. Oh my god.
Son of a bitch.
I opened it on the wrong computer. I opened it on the Skype machine. And it froze it up. I don't know why I did that. I should have copy-pasted it. Yeah.
Baz's fault.
So I can't do calls right now because I got to wait for this machine to come up. Here we go.
Yeah, I would probably start with the Hilton and probably the Embassy Suites.
I could tell because they're in alphabetical order, but the nicer hotels, I can tell you right now, are going to be... The Rosen Center is going to be the nicest one. The Rosen Plaza is going to be a nice one. The Rosen Inn at Point Orlando is going to be good. The Rosen Center is where my prom was held. Just, you know what I mean? It's like the nicer hotel.
Did you lose your virginity there?
I did, actually, but not at that hotel. I stayed at a different one nearby, and that's where I did, as a matter of fact. True story. Ooh. Yeah. I would guess it's got to be one of the Rosens, and it's probably the main Rosen Center. That's the nicer hotel there.
So I believe, I double check, he's got an appearance tomorrow, which would lead me to believe he's there now. Actually, I bet if we check his Facebook, he'll fucking tell us.
Yep. MegaCon, I know Thursday nights, it's for early ticket buyers. They get in early to look at the stuff for sale. And a few of the guests might show up and kind of walk around, and it's real quick, so... That would have been over by now to let you know. I could let you know out of personal experience. I went every year that I lived in Orlando from high school down since it started.
I think it'd be fun to go to.
It gets to be too many people, and it's like it just stinks in the convention room. You know, after a while, it's just like a funk.
Stinks like dirty people and sex.
Convention funk. Yeah, it's just dirty nerds, dirty people geeks.
Fucking in their cosplay outfits and didn't wash them.
Yeah, exactly. Rather than just jerking off and they put their pants right back on afterwards, they don't care.
Like two JDF fans and just had a masturbation contest.
Yeah. Masturbation contests. If we do that again tonight, we gotta do it where we're doing it on an Oreo and the last person has to eat it. Didn't act that out.
That's fucked up.
Alright, so hey, I've been doing San Juan, Puerto Rico pranks. You want to talk rude to someone in Puerto Rico?
Sure.
All right, and I'll work on getting the number for the Rosen Center.
Yeah, it appears he is down there in Orlando already.
Sweet.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Quality in El Portal in Puerto Rico. My name is Domingo. I'm assist you.
How you doing? I got a problem in my room here.
You got a problem in your room?
Yeah. There's a... somebody has snuck into my room, apparently, and took a dump in my toilet. I need somebody to come up to my room and remove it.
What do you mean took a dump in the room, sir?
Apparently, while I was out having a bite to eat, somebody came in my room and used the facilities and left a large log of feces there.
What is your room number?
It's 2210.
2210?
Yeah.
What do you mean 2210? So what hotel are you calling?
221. That's my room number.
What hotel are you in?
I'm in your hotel. I mean, what is this, a trickster? Are you the one that snuck in my room and took a dump?
Quality Inn.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a hold of the Quality Inn here. That's where I'm staying.
Well, this is the Quality Inn, but we don't have room 221.
Listen, pal. I don't mind that you came in here and took a shit in my toilet while I was out, but you could have at least wiped your ass and flushed it. There's not even toilet paper in here, so somebody pulled a take a dump and didn't wipe.
What is your room number, sir?
22.
We have no room number 22, sir.
Sir, are you playing games with me?
No, I'm not playing no games, sir. I just
Do you do this to foreigners every time they come over and they have a good time?
No, sir, we don't. We don't even go to the rooms because we have a toilet down here. We take our shits down here. We don't go to your rooms.
Well, somebody came up here and took a shit, and I figure it's only a person with a key to the room.
What is your room number so I can send somebody there?
I need you to come up here and remove the shit from my toilet barehanded or with your mouth. Either way,
would you tell me what is your room number, please?
Room number one.
Room number one.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you, sir?
Good. Other than the last gentleman that I spoke to, I would like him written up. Okay. He said many bad words to me. And then he also admitted to coming into my room while I was away eating dinner and using the facilities and shitting in my toilet.
Okay, may I have your room number, sir?
Yeah, my room number is 125.
125.
Yep.
Here we don't have no rooms on the ground floor. All rooms start on the second floor.
Yeah, 225.
225.
All right.
No, we don't have no 225, sir.
It starts with a 25.
May I have your last name to see on the system?
Yeah, it's McClanahan.
What's the motherfucking room number?
Yeah. What does your room number start with? Maybe I can figure it out. I'm an American. I've been drinking.
I'll be looking in the system by your last name. You say your last name is?
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker. Dude, all right. What is the problem with the hotel room numbers? You know
what
I mean?
They tell you, like, any normal American one, it's like, you know, 125, you know, 114 or something. No, we don't have.
But I think only once or twice have I had someone be like, okay, I'll put you through. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's always something, you know, what's the standard? Is there a standard we can go by? What are we missing here? Ugh. I guess you can't.
You mean to get through to JDF?
The number, right. I got it. I had it. Did I post? I posted it in there already, didn't I?
Yeah, it's under all these other numbers that we're posting here.
I got it. It's not formatted, but I got it. I'll copy paste it.
Let's see if I can't talk to Mr. Jason.
Well, you can ask for Tammy also.
Yeah.
I'll try Jason first.
Hey guys, David Sonswell here.
Oh, hey Bass. Sorry, I forgot to introduce you.
We're gonna try to get Mr. Frank on the horn.
Frank.
Thank you for calling the Rosen Center. This is Dwight.
Hi, Dwight. Actually, this is kind of funny. My name is Dwight also. I'm trying to reach a guest room.
Okay. What's the room number?
I don't have the room number. I do have the last name, though.
Okay. Let me... how do you spell the last name?
Last name is Frank. Common spelling.
All right. Katrine, Robert?
It was supposed to be either Jason or Tammy.
But Katrine or Robert doesn't ring any bells?
They may be staying with Robert.
Okay.
Robert's their father. I didn't know that he was there.
Okay, he may have just made the reservation. Actually, let me patch you over to that room. One moment.
All right, thank you.
You got it.
Damn it. But he gave out two others.
Fucking Dwight on the phone. This is bullshit.
He gave out two other names, sucker. Well, is that not the Rosen? You want to try the other one?
Please leave your message after the tone.
Do you remember the chick's name?
I don't.
Was it Christine? What the fuck was it? Oh shit.
Thank you for calling the Rosen Center. This is Dwight.
Hey, Dwight. They weren't in Robert's room. Maybe they're over in Christine Frank's room.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Good dream.
What was the last name?
Frank.
Frank, same? Okay.
Yeah, it's not Robert. I think they're over in the other room.
Oh, the thing is, the only two names that pop up with that one, with the last name Frank, it's the same room.
Oh, you know what? Try Oliver. They might be hiding under that number. They're kind of famous, so they're in town for the Comic-Con thing, the Mega-Con.
Oh, okay.
So try Oliver.
As the last name or the first name?
The last name.
Okay. First name Audrey?
Yeah.
Okay, let me connect
you. All right. You connected to people for an hour.
Yeah, might as well.
Fucking Tommy in there?
Hello?
Hey, is Tommy Oliver there?
I'm sorry?
This is the front desk. I'm looking for Mr. Oliver.
This is Ms. Oliver.
Ms. Oliver. There's no male in this room?
No.
Because we've been getting some reports from your neighbors there about loud noises coming from your room.
It's not coming from my room. I hear loud noises too, but it's not coming from this room.
I see. Well, they described the loud noises as loud moaning and
moaning?
Possible sexual noises. Is it possible that you just have your TV up too loud?
No, my TV is not that loud. There's no noise coming from this room.
Are you masturbating?
I was going to say, bring me in as security.
Tell them we got a camera on her
right now. Too.
Don't they always hear noises? Fucking customers and guests. Always complaining about shit.
Motherfucker.
Damn it. Alright, well.
Definitely not there.
Not that one. There's other Rosens, though. Hang on, let's try the Rosen in. That's a nice one, too. That's a new one. I know that. Newer one, I should say.
So I just joined in, so I assume you're trying to locate Mr. Frank.
Yep.
Yeah, well, see, he has an appearance tomorrow, so I checked his Facebook. He's already in Florida, so.
Oh, my God. Well, this is staying at Disney. Does he have a kid?
Yeah, but I don't know if she's with him.
Yeah, if he's staying at Disney, good luck. I was like,
Rosen in Orlando, this is Nikki. How can I help you?
I need to be transferred to a guest room, please.
What is the room number?
I don't have the room number, but I do have the last name.
Okay.
Last name is Frank.
And the first name?
Either Jason or Tammy.
Oh, I don't have that as a last name.
No, the last name is Frank. I'm looking for Tammy or Jason as the first name.
No, I don't have Frank as a last name here.
Okay, try Oliver as the last name.
A-L?
O-L-I-V-E-R.
Oh, Oliver. And the first name was?
Either Tommy or Jason.
No. I don't have Oliver with those first names.
What first names do you have?
Women.
Okay. What was that?
Nice.
Women or Steven. Like a women first name or...
Yeah, go ahead and connect me to them, please.
Steven Oliver?
They're two different... They're two different rooms.
Steven Oliver?
Yeah, connect me to Steven.
Okay.
That motherfucker owes me money.
Thank you.
Steven, where's my money? I sent Cross and Mr. Snoswell to collect.
The guest you are trying to reach is not available right now. To reach an operator...
I would have guessed it was the Rosen, because, man, it's straight up right there by the convention center, too.
Well, how far is the Embassy Suites from there?
Embassy Suites. Embassy Suites is right by there, too, actually.
I would guess probably either, like you said, the Rosen or the Embassy Suite.
Yeah, it could be the Embassy
Suite. Maybe the Hilton. I wish the dumbass Hilton, would leave some type of hint of where he's at, but...
Yeah, I think the Embassy Suites are right around there also.
We know the asshole's there. He showed some place that has like a flight or a wind tunnel that he was visiting and shit.
A wind tunnel thing?
Yeah, it's for like skydiving. He can get in there and act like he's skydiving.
Well, see, that's, I think that's a Point Orlando. I think I know what you're talking about. But we just tried that one. The Rosen at Point Orlando, they didn't have them. Okay, this is the iDrive. This, yeah, on Jamaican Court. It's right by the convention center. It's at the one end of the parking. Fucking, I miss Orlando now.
If we don't get through this time, we're gonna call Tammy's fucking phone.
Yeah.
Tell that bitch what's up.
We're like, what hotel you in, bitch?
Thank you for calling the Embassy Suites Hotel, International Drive, Jamaican Court. Your call is very important to us. If you are calling for a new reservation, press 1. For sales, press 2. For accounting, press 3. For all other calls, press 0.
Please wait for assistance.
I press.
We're very important men, lady.
Oh. Hello.
Thank you for calling. I'm here to see Fernando.
Hi, Fernando. I need to be transferred to a guest room, please.
Last name?
Last name is Frank.
Okay, last name is Frank.
Right, F-R-A-N-K.
No Frank in house. Any other last name beside Frank?
Frank, right.
Any other last name beside that one?
Oliver.
Yeah, Oliver.
Last name is Albert.
Yeah, O-L-I-V-E-R.
O-L.
Yep, O-L-I-V-E-R.
No, nothing.
How about Ashole? It's spelled A S E H O L E.
No.
No Ashole there.
Do you have Pape people?
No.
Do you have Maricón? Maricón?
Tampoco.
Yeah. Do you have Tu Madre? Is she there? Spread Eagle? No. Oh, she is. She's over here right now.
I think she is.
Oh, it's not
the say Lili Lolo.
You are no longer useful. You get the treatment.
You know what I realized? JDF, he's got nothing but first names. Even his fucking character, Tommy Oliver. Two yeah. First names. Jason David Frank. Three first names. What the fuck's wrong with him?
He's a simpleton.
God. Jason David Frank. JD. He can't even do that anymore. Now it's JDF.
I'm just thinking that if he posted his... on Facebook that indoor skydiving photo 15 minutes ago.
He might
so,
still
so
be there.
Fun tonight. He's probably not in his hotel room yet, wherever he's staying.
Yeah, that's true.
True, but they would have him on record. We just get nobody.
Yeah, true.
What's true. The wife's number? Let's call wifey.
Here, oh. God damn it. God damn it. God damn it.
Hey, guys, keep those requested pranks coming in. Lonesome is sending in more numbers in Puerto Rico. We're ready on that. We're good. He's also sending in numbers in Turkey, where they have banned Twitter. We got some ideas for that also. We've already got into a battle with the Turkish horse. He claims they've gotten the one up on us. I doubt it.
It was funny when he picked those. I didn't make it because you're an asshole. Because
you're an asshole. Yeah, right. Fuck.
Oh, I missed that. Damn it.
Damn it.
All right, here we go.
Just so you know, I would never leave a message on a machine for a restaurant to get back to me to make my fucking order.
You feel like, fuck that.
The number or code you have dialed is incorrect.
Huh?
Please check the number or code.
Huh?
I think they changed their fucking number.
Oh.
No.
No.
Double check that. I'll try it again.
It's probably after the other day when we talked to her for, what, about 20 minutes.
We were nice to her.
Yeah.
We were mean. We did say that he flipped
the number
ambulance.
Or code you have dialed is incorrect. Please check.
Unless she's blocking my number specifically. You guys can try from yours if you want. She might be just blocking me because of that call.
Shit. Okay, I don't know. Hang on a second. I'll try it from my phone. I'll see if we can double with my phone.
You need me to call you? Anyway, so you can find your phone. Here it is. This is the hotel that I stayed at for my honeymoon, the San Juan Water and Beach Club. Very nice hotel. It's very blue. Blue neon lights everywhere. It's dope. Even the elevator's got like a waterfall in it. It's really cool.
Sweet.
Yeah, the waterfall goes all around you while you're in the elevator. It's a glass elevator. And it's got, like, blue lighting behind it. Oh, it's so that place is so fucking cool, man.
So is it like a glass elevator that goes through a waterfall or something like that?
Uh-huh, yeah, pretty much, yeah. And the water's... And it all fills up with this blue kind of hue. Yeah.
Nope, nice. No go for my phone, so she's changed it.
Yeah, even the rooms have, like, one of the switches just turns on a blue lighting. Oh, dude, yeah, this fucking place. I'm definitely staying there again. Next time I go to Puerto Rico... with the wife, we already said we're definitely going to stay at least a weekend there. It was that good. There were free drinks for 2 hours every afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. on the rooftop. Free alcohol. Whatever you wanted, free.
You're getting this shit-faced. Nice. I need another drink.
Yeah, I got so shit-faced twice. I was like, you don't know how cool. We got off the plane. We got a taxi. We checked in. And the lady checking us in was like, yeah, by the way, you got another hour of happy hour on the top deck, you know. And we're like, oh, yeah, whatever. She's like, no, you don't understand. It's like free alcohol for guests. I'm like, what? We like ran to our rooms.
I've never heard of this fictional unicorn that you speak of.
Yeah, we like literally ran to our rooms, you know, like, you know, made sure everything was in there, got our key cards, and went right up to the top floor. There was a pool on the top floor and a deck and... a sushi restaurant thing. Oh, it's the fucking bomb, man. I highly recommend. And it's not that expensive. It's just really nice. Anyway, I highly recommend that place. San Juan Water and Beach Club. Let's talk to them about how beautiful it is, because I keep talking about it.
San Juan Water Beach Club, Sal speaking.
Yeah, you got all that blue fucking light there, you know?
Excuse me?
You got all the blue fucking light?
I'm sorry?
The blue fucking lighting, you know? The blue light?
I'm sorry.
You know you have so much blue light? Why?
I'm sorry, sir. If don't go to give trouble or saying bad words.
Well,
okay?
I'm staying there, okay? All right? Don't be like that with me, okay? It's not fair.
Okay, what's your last name or room number?
Listen, I just want to get the complaint out first. Do you understand?
I'm sorry. You're staying here at the hotel?
And I went in there, and there's a blue light. All the light is blue in the room.
Okay. What's your room number?
It's 521.
We don't have that type of that number here in the hotel.
Well, it's 5-something. It's on the 5th floor.
What's your last name?
Cross. Well, it's probably under Gonzalez.
Let me check real quick here.
Motherfucker.
Shit.
Hurry up, motherfucker.
Call that place back. I wanted to. Yeah. I've got an inquiry.
Well, tell them that the lights are. Because one of the switches is all blue lighting for the room. Complain about it. Like,
San Juan Water Beach Club, all speaking.
Yeah, hi. This is David Snoswell. I checked into your hotel. Day or two ago, actually last night, and I was just—I've got a problem with the lights. I mean, the only light that seems to be in my room is blue. It's driving me fucking nuts.
Okay, we can actually.
So what do I do?
Let me check real quick. What's your first name?
David.
David, and your last name? I'm sorry.
Snoswell.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. I'm sorry.
Snoswell.
Maxwell.
I think he can fix this soon. I'm gonna fucking smash the TV.
Yeah, I mean, I might not actually be in your system because I'm not actually technically registered there at your hotel. I kind of snuck into one of the rooms. I've been a vacant room, and I've been hiding out in here and sleeping. And I'm not going to get in trouble, so I don't want to tell you what room it is.
Well, actually, if you don't tell me what the room number is, I don't know what it's like.
Well, I don't know. I snuck in, and
it's like snuck in and the hotel. That's actually illegal if you're not registered. And
well, no, it's not exactly illegal.
You're staying with whore. You're staying with
whore.
Oh, by my, yeah, with a whore.
What's the person you're staying with? What's the person's last name?
I don't know what his last name is. I met him in the alley. And I've been down on my luck. I'm drifting around Puerto Rico, and he said he had this really nice room and told me to follow him up.
Because the blue light can't be changed to white.
Like about a day or two ago. But
I don't understand if you don't give me the... Okay, sir, I'm sorry. If you don't give me the last name of the person you're staying with or the room number, I cannot give you any information that you require.
Well, I have no idea. He just told me his name was Lysol.
His name is what?
Lysol. He just told me his first name was Lysol.
Yours? That's yours?
No. The guy that picked me up, that invited me back to the room to stay. And I don't know where he went. He took off. But
David,
White's here.
Who are you on the phone with?
I don't know. I'm trying to call about the damn blue light.
I need to know
this
the person.
Asking me all
that
kinds of questions. I don't know what to say. I don't want to get in trouble.
Did he tell you that the sneaking into the room is illegal?
Yeah, he tried to, but we were invited in.
If you are not registered in the hotel, I cannot give you any information about it. Would you allow me 1 second? Can I get some front?
Sir, no, I will not hold. You motherfucker.
Probably getting security.
Is that what he said he's doing?
No, he guess. He had a guess. He's...
I demand they start a door-to-door search.
I'm looking at the pictures now. It's fucking awesome. It's even better now. They fixed it up a little better now. They finished the top. As soon as I can walk again and it's summer, I'm going to Puerto Rico and I'm fucking staying here.
You gonna go to Puerto Rico Con?
Wife or not, I'm fucking going.
Hello?
Aww.
Hello.
You heard me talking or something. Shit.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah, I was going to tell him that don't tell me what's illegal and not illegal. I got my degree at DeVry, motherfucker.
Ladies, you can win a weekend date in Puerto Rico with Carlito. We'll have a contest this May. Ladies, straight women only, not on their periods. Preferably with the depot shot.
Yeah.
That's a pretty badass elevator.
Yeah. The only problem, there were a lot of condensation would build up in the glass in the back sometimes.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Puerto Rico's really humid, man. It's real steamy. Hello?
Hello, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for holding.
Hey, is this Maricon?
Excuse me?
Is this Maricon?
Let me check real quick.
What are you checking?
Can I know I'm checking on here to see who has extra registered guests? Because can I know what you're gonna be staying tonight? And you haven't stayed here, so I don't quite understand the story.
Mr. Baz,
I don't know what the hell are you talking about.
You're saying that you're complaining about the blue lights. You're saying a bunch of bad words to me, like I have something to do with it.
Yeah, look, I went into the elevator, and I saw the blue lights, and I had a panic attack, and I ran. I'm at the Denny's down. I just kept running, and I found the Denny's.
I passed the Walgreens
and the San Juan Hotel something casino, and then I saw a Denny's, and I ran in here. And I'm outside now, and there are all these Puerto Rican people looking at me.
Okay, yes, so you're in Puerto Rico. You're going to be Puerto Rican people looking at you.
I know. I'm just scared. I'm scared right now.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that I need to know the last name of the person that has the room registered to.
Sir,
so I can know if you're staying with her.
What he's trying to say is these Puerto Ricans, they look dirty. And they don't look like they're washed people.
Yeah, and they're making food here, the Denny's, and I don't even know if they wash their hands in this country, like, you know?
You know, I'm sorry for that. I'm really getting offended here. You know what?
I'm not meaning, sir,
if you're not registered,
I'm not a racist.
If you're not staying at the hotel, please don't call back once again, okay?
I love.
And if you're not registered at the hotel, please don't go back to do that type if you're doing a joke to me right now, because I have a lot of work to do. Okay?
I love Puerto Rico. I love Puerto Rico. Look, I was there. I had the free happy hour this afternoon and everything.
Okay, that's great. But what is the last name of the person that you're staying with?
I don't know his name.
Are you staying in a room that you don't know the name of the person? You know what? I'm going to hang up.
It's a black man from Atlanta. His name is
Jimmy DeLock, motherfucker.
We're all hanging out with the black guy from Atlanta. And we're at the Denny's in Isla Verde.
Is this the same dude?
Yeah.
I want to tell my Jimmy the Lock. If he might want to alert somebody to the elevator because I took his shit in there.
No, the elevator's right in front of the desk. How's that going to work? He's going to know. The blue
I
elevator.
I pissed in the corner. I couldn't stop.
Good evening, San Juan Water Beach Club. This is Victor speaking. How am I supposed to do?
Hey, Victor. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How may I assist you, sir?
Good. I was just talking to some other guy. He's being pretty rude.
Okay. Yeah. How can I help you?
Oh, okay. We were calling about this blue light in my room.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's your room. I'm not paying to be in here. So, your room has this blue light, and it's fucking driving me crazy, and I couldn't figure out how to shut it off, so I tipped the TV over on the floor. And I need somebody to clean it up.
Okay. What's your name? So I can find your room.
You can't find my room this way. I'm not registered. I just snuck into a room. I jimmied the lock.
Okay, so you broke into the hotel.
Not to my recollection.
No, listen. There's a guy who's staying at the hotel. Okay. And we met at a club last night here, all right?
Okay.
He has dreadlocks. He talks like a Jamaican. Okay, he's not from Puerto Rico. But we're on vacation, you know. And then anyway, we're staying there. We're having sexual party and stuff like that. So we've been staying with him. He's at least 3 days now. But we don't have a key or anything. So we got in ourselves. Dwight just jimmied the lock to get in just so we could get to our stuff, you know. But... like, we've been doing acid and stuff. I put acid in a condom, and we put it in our assholes, like all three of us did. We have some drugs. So we've been doing that. And the blue lights, I went in the elevator, and I almost went crazy because of the lighting in there, you know? And then went into the room and turned on the lights, and it's just blue. Why?
That's a theme that we have here at the hotel.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna have to say,
So I ran away and I'm down the street. I just kept running and I found a Denny's.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, well, you know, this is like American food. It's not like this foreigner stuff. You know, third world country kind of food place like that, you know? Because I know I passed a chicken place and a Burger King, I think, or a Pizza Hut, and I was like, no, and I saw the Denny's. I went in there, but like, it's all these Puerto Rican people in there working.
Okay. Well, you are in Puerto Rico, so I would assume that there would be Puerto Rican people
working here. I thought about that too, but I thought there would be more of a mix, but I don't know if they wash their hands okay, normal, here. I don't even know if I can pay with United States dollars. Like,
you'll be fine.
What's the exchange? What's the exchange rate?
Is that a chicken in the background?
Yeah, there's a chicken out here.
It looks like they brush their teeth with toilet water.
Okay,
Don't act like it's weird.
To the subject at
listen,
hand,
listen,
since
don't
I can't
don't
actually help
motherfucker
you with the room because you're not registered.
Motherfucker, don't act like there's no it's weird that there's a chicken in Puerto Rico. Asshole motherfucker. Don't act like it's weird that you hear that.
Listen, man, I need more towels in this room. This chicken's shitting everywhere. I need to clean it up. Or
okay,
you need to clean it up or something.
You're one star.
Well, you can pass by the front desk. I'm going to be here all night. Pass by the front desk, and I'll be able to assist you by finding your room.
You're supposed to bring it to me, motherfucker.
Are you a Dominican, sir? Is that what the problem is?
Okay.
I think he is.
Are you a Cuban or Dominican staying here with no papers?
If you need any real assistance, sir, you can pass by the front desk, but at the moment, I believe you're under the influence.
Motherfucker.
And I really can't help you under the influence.
You want to come up here and get some of this goat action? We got goats.
There he goes, finally. Shit. Oh, crap.
That was funny. Is that a chicken?
Yeah, he can't act. There is a cockfighting facility right down by the Denny's anyway. And he's saying that, oh, there's a chicken out there.
He was dumbfounded. Is that a chicken?
Motherfucker.
Fucking cars in the room, too.
Yeah. No, cars sound like that in Puerto Rico. Everywhere you go, all you hear is fucking cars and loud people talking and loud music. And food.
You know, my wife's got an old uncle that's still living over in the Philippines, and he goes to the cockfighting like once or twice a week.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit's crazy. It's fun, actually. I'm telling you, it's, to me, like, I've been twice. My uncle raises fighting roosters, and my cousin's husband does, too. But anyway, I've been twice, and it's just like, it's kind of like dog racing is the way they look at it over there. It's more violent. I mean, there's an animal that's getting killed. Both of the times I went, my uncle took roosters, and they both got their asses kicked really bad. He never fucking won. Every time. It's just fucking sad.
You been watching any of the March Madness shit there, Carlito?
No, I have not. Actually, this year, I didn't even fill out a bracket this year because I'm not at work.
I did, but the best part was Ohio State fucking lost in the first round. That's fantastic.
All right, good.
Fuck them.
Bye.
Fuck them.
Buckeyes, right? Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Buckeyes. Yeah.
I like making fun of them because my mom fucking loves Ohio State, and I'm like, what happened?
And you hate your mom, right? I don't know what.
Nope.
I guess that's what you're trying to say.
I'll let him make fun of him because that's a hidden meaning. I guess I do.
My mom loves him, and I hate my mom, so fuck him. Tell that to your mom next time. Mom, I hate Ohio State, and you love him, so fuck you. Slam the door and walk out.
Fuck Ohio State.
fuck Ohio State, and fuck you. I have no mother. I have five fathers.
I hate you. You're still gonna cook dinner, right?
You're gonna do my laundry, please. All right, got the cotton mouth, motherfucker.
Cock mouth?
Yeah, that. All right. Hey, look, you want to call that Denny's in Puerto Rico? I keep bringing up. I fucked with them recently. I already talked to them once. All right, let me find.
Yeah.
Did we do the Embassy Suites yet? Did we call it? Yeah, we did, right?
Yeah, we called the Embassy.
Damn it.
Fuck, I can't believe that bitch changed her number after that call.
Fuck. Did you try from your number? What happened?
Yeah, it got the same message.
Oh, well.
I guess Sloth is going to have to snake that number another way.
We're going to have to find it. So we need Jason's, bro. That's what's up.
Yep.
All right, here we go. This should be the one.
This is another hotel for the con?
No, this is the Denny's I keep talking about.
Ooh.
Oh, I got a cab going there, right? Let's see.
I need a moon over my hammy.
Oh, come on, man. Failed. There we go. It's not even ringing. Fuck it. Alright, never mind.
I enjoyed that last guy. The only reason he couldn't help us out was we were too intoxicated.
Yeah.
Should have told him to follow the fucking chicken noise. You'll find the room.
Yeah. Just find the chicken. We'll be calling Turkey a little later. Let's just keep messing with Puerto Rico because I'm stupid and I can't find the Denny's.
Mm-hmm. 24/7 convenience store. Yeah.
I wonder if they got liquor there for us. Need liquor and condoms.
I got an idea.
And tampons. Preach on, Brother Baz.
Go on, Baz.
Hey, yeah, hablo inglés?
No.
Bitch.
No?
No.
Here, talk to Carlito.
Hola.
Cunt.
Bitch. Hola.
Okay, hello.
Yeah, hi. Hi, baby.
I'm an American.
Cochina. Cochina. Cochina.
Puta.
Cochina. Cochina.
Now I was going to ask them if I could take a cordless phone into the restroom and have any calls forwarded in there.
I was calling her a sow. Hola, cochina. Buenas noches.
¿Quién me habla?
José. José.
¿Cómo es?
José.
No sé quién eres, estás equivocado.
¿Dónde es leche?
¿Cómo es?
¿Dónde está la leche?
What'd you ask her?
Where's the milk?
Where's the milk? And she hung up on you.
What'd you do, call her a sow and ask where the milk was?
Yeah. Called her a sow. She asked me my name. I said Jose.
Then I asked,
where's the milk? Where's the milk, you big fat sow? I don't know what that was about. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, Bay's post. What is this? Is this another picture of Kangoozle? Whatever his name is. Carl Sanders posted a picture. I'm assuming. I don't think that's supposed to be the Turkish horse. It looks funny though. That'd be funny if it was him. Milk, everybody, milk. It's a great drink. Delicious. Cow juice. All right, here's a different 24/7 convenience store. Let's see if these people speak American and take U.S. dollars. It's very offensive to say that, guys. If they take dollars, like, of course, we're Puerto Rico. We're an American country. We don't want to be a state, but we want all the benefits. Motherfuckers.
Uppity motherfuckers.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Is this convenience store?
Convenience store? ¿Quién?
Convenience store.
¿Quién habla?
Do you speak English?
Yeah, who is it?
Motherfucker, you. My name is Cross. I'm staying at a hotel.
Who?
Cross.
I don't know who you are.
I know you don't know who I am, asshole.
Yeah, what the fuck you want?
I'm staying at a hotel. I'm going to come down. I need some stuff for my sexual party.
Well, you're fucked.
Yeah, but listen, do you take United States money? Dollars?
Nope.
Oh, so where do I... What's the...
We only take Cuban pesos.
You only take pesos? Cuban pesos?
Yep.
You're a motherfucking Cuban asshole, aren't you, motherfucker?
Yeah, so fuck my dick then.
Where's your papers?
I got my papers right here in between my nuts, motherfucker.
You got them up your ass. That's where you keep your rolling papers. Yeah.
I'm going to stick a big, fat Cuban cigar up your ass.
You put a condom in your ass?
He was a fiery one.
Motherfucker. Cuban pesos. Yeah.
I used to fuck bitches like him in prison. When I was in Alcatraz.
Yeah. Dwight was in Alcatraz with Eddie. Eddie, Eddie, you remember Michelle? Eddie. I mean, like, yeah. Eddie. God, I hated when she did that shit. Like, talking to her was like nails on a chalkboard for me, but
you're
I just had to
hurt me, God. Are you?
God. Eddie, are you gonna, like, fuck me? Or
I don't want you to rape me. It's like, nobody said anything about rape. What the fuck is your problem, lady?
I'm not trying to say I'm a gangbanger, but Eddie. My neighbors are really fucking gangsters, and they'll fucking... If they hear me yelling, they'll fucking come in here.
We're going to kick the door in.
I used to remember the neighbors because she used to talk shit about them, but she said, they'll come help me.
She said there were Mexican gangbangers who were nice to her and would protect her if I went over to rape her.
I used to remember their name because she'd repeat them. And then when me and Ice Goose talked to her, we said we were going to fucking pull up in a windowless white van and pull them in the van so they couldn't help her. We're going to pull them in our rape van.
You imagine. Yo, I say.
One's name was Sergio. I can't remember what the fucking other one was.
Hello? Man, that motherfucking monkey in Puerto Rico doesn't want to pick up the phone at work. He's probably smoking drugs and everything at work.
Yeah.
He's probably pumping gas at the convenience store and smoking a cigarette at the same time.
Wish Michelle would pick up the phone from time to time just so we could check in on her.
Hey, here in my hometown in Puerto Rico, or what I would consider my hometown in Puerto Rico, Arecibo, there's a convenience store. Awesome. Let's call them. And I'll send it to my cousin later so she could tell me she knows where it is.
Do they sell chickens?
We should ask if they sell chickens. They probably don't speak English at this point. They might. If it's a younger person, he'll speak English just fine. That's how it goes. But the older crowd doesn't speak English.
A chicken and a jar of cockroaches.
Oh my god.
Cockroach.
I got some shit we can... I want to look up where this is. I'm sure I've been around here. It's changed a lot.
I know you sell chickens under the table.
And that's where Santa Maria is. Hey, honey, how are you, baby?
¿Qué?
Hi, do you speak English?
No.
Oh, I'm in the hotel. Oh, come on. He just turned the mic. He's like, okay, gringo, bye. Fuck you.
Okay.
That's straight up like when I like, see ya. What am I going to do with that American motherfucker? He knows there's no tourists in this area. This is not a tourist area. People just fucking live here. Hey, ¿cómo estás? Muchas tardes. Buenas tardes.
Ah.
¿Cómo estás? Que Dios te bendiga.
Igual.
Okay, necesito un gallo.
Okay.
¿Tienen pollo?
No, aquí no vamos a vender nada de eso.
¿No hay gallinas?
No.
No gallinas. He has no chickens, no hens.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Hey, we have some. You want to buy some?
I'm going to call him Maricón now.
Ask him if he wants to buy a chicken.
I'll call him a hog. I'm going to call him Cochino. Yeah, play the chicken.
You want me to play it?
Yeah, play the chicken. Oh, come on, man. Oh, he left it off the hook, motherfucker. Keep that going, though. If we're going to be doing pranks in Puerto Rico, Lonesome, find more places in that town. In Arecibo, Arecibo. All right. Here's another gas station.
Is that too loud?
Little bit. Fuck that. I'm calling the Hotel Convento. This is the convent hotel. Keep the chicken going. Fits okay. In perfectly.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Hotel and Convento. This is Pedro. How may I assist you?
Yeah, hola. Listen, I'm here from the States. I don't know if you can hear. There's a chicken in the room.
Say again, please.
There's a chicken in the room. Let me see if I can get closer so you can hear the chicken.
I hear a chicken. I do. Where are you right now?
I'm in the hotel in Puerto Rico.
I don't understand this goddamn fucking shit.
Yeah, what's your room number?
220.
And there's a chicken inside the room.
Yeah, he's a violent chicken. He's pecking at me. I'm staying in the bathroom right now. I locked myself in. He keeps, like, tapping at the door.
All right, sir. I'll send somebody there to remove the chicken for you, okay?
Hurry, 220, please. Right? It's a violent chicken.
Okay, no problem. 220, right?
Yeah, I'll stay on the line.
All right, is it okay if we knock on the door and
just come in? Just come in. Just come in. Sir. Hurry. I'm going to stay on the line. I'm staying on the line. I'm scared.
Well, I have to call somebody. I'm afraid I have to hang up. Is that okay?
Oh, Jesus. Okay, I'll call you back then.
Do you mind? Can I put you on hold?
Yeah, put me on hold and come back, please.
No problem. No. I'll be right back.
Turn it up, Baz.
Yeah, turn it up?
Yeah, bring the chicken closer.
Oh, shit. It's getting closer. How's that?
Good, good.
He's trying to peck my nuts.
I'm going to barge into her room. Where's the trucker?
I just pecked my urethra.
Porch in the same guy's room saying, we're here for a chicken. I gotta hear the reaction to this.
You said just come on in, right?
Yeah. How violent the chicken is, too. This is a fucking stupid thing, chicken.
All right, there should be somebody in your room right now, sir.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, you got it. What's the last name on the reservation?
Cross.
No, that's not the last name on the room, sir. But I'll send somebody, okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank God. Thank Jesus.
Yeah, Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Thank God,
Spirit.
Bless.
And the Holy Spirit. Okay. Great. All right. Keep that going. We're calling the Koki and... Oh, man. This shit was funny with the blue elevator and the blue lights. Jimmying the lock and shit. He's like, wait a minute. You're not staying here, man. Come on. You can't do that.
Not technically.
Lysol. Lysol's having gay sex parties in Puerto Rico now.
Suck my cock in the alley.
Apparently he grew dreadlocks also. Hello?
Hello, okay.
Yeah, listen, we're in room 225. There's a chicken inside here.
What?
There's a chicken inside our room.
What room are you in?
225.
225?
Can you?
You just got in the room and you found a chicken.
It's a violent. Yeah. It's violent chicken. It's pecking at me. We're in the bathroom right now, and he comes and he taps at the door. Really, he starts flying a little bit.
Yeah, he's just right at the door.
Yeah, his eyes are red. I don't know. He's got some kind of sickness or something. He's violent.
Feel like some foam.
I can't. I'm scared to get out of the bathroom.
Oh, really? I'm going over there.
Yeah, be careful, man. You might want to bring a stick or something.
Okay.
He said he's going to 225. Yeah. All right, I'll call him back in a little bit. See if I can find out what it's so. Again, I just love the fact they're probably waking up some American white guy, old 60-something-year-old white couple on vacation, some golf vacation. It's like, oh, we're here to remove the chicken. What the fuck? I'm sleeping. The fuck? Only in Puerto Rico. Only in Puerto Rico would what a fucking would this be fucking credible? I love that place, man. Only in Puerto Rico where they were like, yeah, chicken could come in the hotel and be in the room. A violent chicken. That could happen. Which one was that? Shit, damn it. Was that the Coqui? No. Oh, crap. Oh, I got it. I still had it saved. Yeah, that was the Coqui. The Coqui frog. Alright. How about some turkey? Keep the chicken going. This supplies the turkey also.
Got it.
I'm sure they got chickens there too. This is a hotel in Turkey. Oh, that's loud. Hey, how are you doing, boy?
Hello.
Hey, boy, how are you?
Good.
You speak English?
Yes, please. How can I help you?
Oh, good. I'm outside. I'm on the street here. There's chickens going around and cars and stuff like that.
Where are you right now?
I'm on the street.
On the street?
Yeah, I was... All right, look. I'm staying at your hotel. And
okay.
I flew in and I put a condom with like pills, pain pills in my ass. And when I got to the hotel, I used the bathroom and I got it out. And I crushed all the pills and I snorted them with a dollar bill. And I got high. And I now, like, I'm going crazy. I'm on the street and I got drugs in me. And I got drugs inside of me, and I'm like moving around. There's a chicken here, and there's like these four guys, and they have guns and masks, and they say that I can't move. They're saying that I'm not allowed to move.
Okay, so I understand, but right now, where are you?
I'm on the street, and there's four guys speaking Muslim, and I don't know who they are. They have a mask on, and they say that I can't move.
Okay, which street you there? You see for any station, any place?
I don't know. I'm scared to look around because they're like washing
you
me.
Them blue,
they
you
said
hear
I'm
them blue most?
He said one of them speaks English, and he said you're in the wrong neighborhood, motherfucker. He said to me like that.
Okay, I will say him many times. I will say going from directly, and you will see the hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where are you, and nobody here, and just only one person.
Oh my god.
Right now.
Oh my god. Can you come over here and tell these nice men to let me go?
Sorry?
Can you tell these nice men to let me go?
Because nobody here, just only me, and no security for our hotel.
Listen, there was a woman here, a married woman. She was walking around, and I touched her body, and I said she looked good, and I tried to kiss her, and now a bunch of people are really mad at me.
Okay, so going from any street, okay, take the taxi.
Yeah?
Because I don't know where are you right now. And
well, I don't know either. I don't know either, motherfucking asshole, motherfucker. I don't know either. Stupid
chicken,
shit.
Chicken here, this place, don't have any chickens.
Yeah, bullshit. You have chickens everywhere, motherfucker.
This guy sounds like a faggot.
Are you homosexual?
This is Mark Cohn.
Alright, I'll call someone else. Forget it. I'll disconnect him.
What's the deal with Milkman? He changed his profile picture like 22 minutes ago. Why the fuck isn't he here, motherfucker?
I don't know. Oh, shit. Milkman? He changed his profile pic? That means he's online.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Is this Cheer Hotel?
Cheer Hotel?
Yeah. Hello? Hello?
아니요.
Hotel, right?
Hotel 만들어 맞출게.
Yeah, listen. Do you speak English?
No.
Motherfucker. How many fathers do you have?
Coming.
Okay, bye. I'm not going to talk to you. If you don't speak English, I don't have time.
Yeah, faggot.
Bye. All right, hanging up. Next one. All right, no more chicken.
On chicken still?
No, not for now.
Yeah, I can dance to this.
What's that, Marina?
Yeah, you speak English?
Hello?
You speak English?
Yeah, 1 minute.
Hello?
Hi, do you speak English?
Yeah, I speak Deutsch.
Hi, I'm on the street.
Between how much?
I'm staying in your hotel. I'm on the street right now. And I got some men really upset at me, and they have guns on me right now. They're watching me. And they said that I'm not allowed to leave unless someone comes pick me up.
Who stay you?
Huh?
Who stay you?
Who stay me?
Yeah.
What do you mean, who stay me?
On the street?
Yeah, I'm on the street. I was in front of the mosque. You know the mosque?
Wait a moment. Let me look outside.
I went to the mosque and I took a shit. I was urinating in the mosque, in front of the mosque.
Can you speak better German?
No, motherfucker, no. Scheiße?
It's only what you
can it,
can't
can talk. It Deutsch.
I only know... I know Scheiße.
You stay here to Hotel Marina?
Commons mein Scheiße?
God, yeah, my dick is hard.
Commons mein Scheiße.
You stay in this hotel?
I don't care. If you don't speak English, go fuck yourself, alright? Go away.
Little bit.
Bitch.
Sorry, I don't understand you.
Fathers.
Frequency Deutsch.
Father, you know father?
I can't hear you speak.
Do you speak English? God damn you. Hello?
Yes?
Do you speak English? Do you speak English?
A little bit.
Why?
Why do you speak with me?
Well, because I'm at the hotel. I live in your hotel. I'm staying there.
Who's staying? On the street or?
I am staying in the hotel. I am a guest.
What's the hotel number? What's the name of the hotel?
225.
225.
Yeah, and I was urinating in front of the mosque. Hello?
I think we talked in the wrong hotel.
I was urinating in front of the mosque.
You know, for the airport, I know.
Yeah, hotel?
Yes.
You speak English?
Yes.
Listen, I'm staying at your hotel, and I'm on the street now.
Here is Pandemaport.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, look, I was doing drugs. I put drugs in my ass, like I put in a condom, I put pills. Are you there? So I was doing them, and I started having a drug effect, and I went to the street. And I don't know what happened, but now, like, I was at a mosque. I was in front of the mosque, and I was urinating in front of the mosque. And these four men came up to me, and they took me. Hello?
Where are you now?
I'm on the street. I don't know. They said that I can't move. They have masks on. They have masks on, and they're setting up a camera, a video camera. And they said that I could call someone to come pick me up.
You are at Bandarma now?
Yeah.
Huh. You have something... you have camera and shit?
No, listen, monkey, yeah. Motherfucker, listen. I was doing pee-pee. You know pee-pee? You know why pee-pee is?
Pee-pee?
Pee-pee.
No.
Do you know what pee-pee is? I was doing pee-pee in front of Moss, okay?
I also.
Oh, you're fucking, you're stupid, alright?
Eh.
You're fucking stupid.
How about that? Useless motherfucker.
You stupid idiot. You good-for-nothing idiot. I had to call someone else, okay?
I can't understand you.
Fuck you. I can't
understand you. Hey, girl, you know I got something for you when you're done with this asshole.
Okay. I got something for you now. Hello?
Prefer to the machine?
You speak English?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm on the street.
Sorry, can I take your name, sir?
My name is Eddie. I'm on the street.
Eddie?
Okay, look, I'm staying in your hotel.
Yes.
And I was doing drugs. I ran out on the street, and now there are these men took me. They said that they're going to hurt me unless someone comes to pick me up.
And where are you, sir?
I'm on the street. I don't know. I have a lot of drugs in my body, and they said they're going to fuck me. They said they're going to rape me and everything.
What was your name, sir?
I threw a rock at a mosque.
No. What was your name, sir?
Eddie.
Ellie?
Eddie, fucking motherfucker.
Eric. Sir, Ellie.
Eddie,
you asshole. I'm not listed. I'm staying with a man. He's my husband.
Your husband?
My husband. I'm staying with my husband there.
Okay, just a minute, sir. Okay. Now, where are you now? Can you tell me, please?
There's a stop sign. There's a light. And there's four men with AK-47s over there. And they have black masks on, ski masks on. And they're sitting.
Oh, wearing a turban.
Yeah, and they're setting up a video camera and a laptop. They said they were going to broadcast this. They have. They're going to give me something to read. Unless someone comes pick me up soon.
Okay, sir.
Apparently, why I threw something at a mosque? You know what a mosque is.
Sir, can you take a taxi and give the phone to him, and I will tell him your direction, how you can hear. I think get one taxi and.
I can't.
I will tell him.
They're telling me they're not. They have someone. You people have to come pick me up, or they're gonna take me away.
No, I think someone around should take you by taxi.
No, listen, asshole, motherfucker. They're gonna kill me. All right.
No, are you okay?
I'm not okay. I am not okay.
Shit. Are you drunken now, sir?
Drugs.
Okay, get one taxi and come here. I don't know where I
No, no taxi. No taxi. They don't send. No taxi. They said no.
Any taxi didn't take you here.
No. I'm far away. I'm far away.
Where are you now? Tell me your direction. I don't know where you're
They blindfolded me and they put me in a trunk and drove me. I don't know where they left me.
Can you find someone? Can you find someone and give the phone? Someone, they will tell me in Turkish.
I might be able to do that. Yeah, there's nobody here right now.
Oh my God.
Can I? All right, let me try to call somebody, okay?
Sir, I don't know where are you. How can I send someone? You don't know where are you. How can I don't know where you are?
I might be able to put someone on. He speaks Turkish, okay? Let me see if he picks up.
Okay. Find someone and I will help you very fast.
Yeah, because I already talked. No, don't go because he's going to pick up.
Okay.
Good evening, Turkish Chicken.
Yeah, hello?
Yes?
Can you speak to this guy? Go ahead. Hotel.
What?
Yeah. He's, you speak Turkish, right?
Yes.
Okay, I need you to talk to him.
Talk to who?
Sir, hotel.
What?
He's with the hotel. Is this Faizan?
Hey, Faizan, you're a bitch.
It's important.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Hi.
Why didn't you talk to her?
Yes, sir. Where did you find someone, no?
I had her on the phone, idiot, and you didn't say anything.
No, it was closed. I didn't close it.
Well, now I'm trying again.
Yeah, okay.
Don't go anywhere. Hello?
Hello, sir. I'm here, okay.
I'm trying to get them on. Now they don't want to talk.
Say something in Turkish, sir.
You really messed up, motherfucker.
Nobody around.
Oh, she just hung up again.
Okay.
Let me try again. Sir, hang on. Don't go. Stay.
Sir, your wife's name is Jessica.
Yeah.
Jessica Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You really fucked up now, motherfucker.
Yeah, they're gonna get us. They're gonna destroy.
I waited you until morning, but you are staying in third floor.
Yeah,
in double room.
The mean person's name is Faizan. She's got a big machete.
Faizan, you know Faizan.
Where is your wife?
She's so mean. I'm the wife.
She is with you.
Yeah, she's with me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you give her?
It's me. I'm Jessica.
Hang on, I'm connecting. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello? Nobody around, sir. Can you give someone, please? Find someone.
Do you speak Turkish?
Buyurun efendim. Yes,
yes. Abi, bunlar nerede abi ya?
Kim abi?
Tam olarak. Şu müşteriler yani nerede tam olarak?
Kimden bahsediyorsun abi, anlamadım ben.
Abi bu telefonu şu anda yanında olan kişi, onlar tam olarak nerede şimdi abi ya? Beni aradılar da şimdi diyor ben otele geleceğim de gelemiyormuş.
Yanımızda kimse yok abi, biz kapattık şimdi, çıkıyorum ben restorandan.
Yok şimdi bu telefonunu verdiğin kişi.
Ben kimsenin telefonunu vermedim abicim.
O zaman bu beyefendi beni neden arıyor?
Siz ne için aradınız anlamadım ben de.
Yo şu anda elinizdeki telefon kimin, sizin mi?
Yani Turkish Kitchen restoranının telefonu, evet.
Allah Allah. Peki nasıl oluyor bu ya? Az önce beni arayan kişi müşteri şey diye dedi, ben gelemiyorum otele dedi de. Sizin yeriniz nerede şimdi? Tam olarak
28 ile 27 arasında 3. avenide.
Allah Allah. Bir etrafta kimse yok mu? O acaba telefonu şey mi yaptı ya? Bağlantı mı yaptı telefonla?
Yani ne için aradığınızı ben hala anlamadım yani.
Yanınızda kim var beyefendi şu anda?
Kimse yok şu anda.
Bu beyefendi o zaman nasıl beni buradan arıyor? Telefondan arıyor.
Adı ne yani kişinin?
Jessica Martin. Olmazsa bir tane beyefendi var yanınızda herhalde. O dışarıda kalmış herhalde. Otele gelmek istiyor, gelemiyor. Ben dedim ki Türk müşteriye ver de senin adresini bulayım dedim. Size verdi diye düşündüm. Sizde yok yani, etrafında bir kimse yok diyorsunuz.
Yok şu anda kimse yok. Ben de çıkıyorum yani restorandan. Kapattık restoranımız.
What are these two best friends now or what?
Hello.
Okay.
What's up? What happened?
Sir.
Yeah, what did you find out?
Sir, he a liar. He a fucking liar.
No, I'm not.
No, not you. He is a fucking liar. He said, I am working, I nobody around me. I cannot help him, he said me.
Yeah, he's a fucking liar, right? He's a motherfucker. Tell him this lie.
Yes, I know that. I realized it early.
Yeah.
And sir, can you find another person? Because he didn't want to help you. He said, I don't know this body. I don't know nobody around me. I said, oh, who find this phone to call me? He said, It is a company phone. I said, fuck, he's not your company phone. He's our guest. Why you didn't help him? He's just fucking liar, I think.
Well, no, I'm not fucking liar. I'm Jessica Martin's husband.
No, it's not about you. It's about the guy who knows talk with me in English way, Turkish way.
Oh, him?
Yeah, he sounded like a real asshole, didn't he?
I think you should find someone. He's a threatman. So
he's a...
something like that.
You don't like him?
You don't like him?
Oh, wow. Oh, I thought you guys were hanging out, like friends or something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, let me try someone else. I got someone else, maybe.
Yeah, find someone and be very fast. I think it's, you are not in the security.
Okay.
Turkish in the Finnish?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, sir. Hi. Abi, bu yanınızda beyefendi bize yönlendirebilir misiniz abi ya?
Kardeş, benim yanımda kimse yok. Ben şimdi çıkıyorum, evime gideceğim şimdi. Kapıyı kapatıyorum, çıkıyorum, tamam? Ya burada kimse abi, yok yani şu anda.
Abi, sen benimle dalga mı geçiyorsun? Müşteri sana telefon veriyor, sen adama yardım etmiyorsun. Yani benim yanımda kimse yok diyorsun. Dalga mı geçiyorsun benimle Allah aşkına? Bu beyefendi numarası, ben biliyorum. Anlatabiliyor muyum?
Yani
acil onu bize Sirkeci'ye gönderebilir misin beyefendiye?
Nereye?
Sirkeci'ye gönderin beyefendi.
Ne Sirkeci'si kardeş?
Sirkeci'ye doğru o yanınızdaki iki beyefendi bize gönderin abi. Ya da
dalga mı geçiyorsunuz benimle?
Ya ben ne diyorum size, siz ne diyorsunuz? O telefon kimin şu anda elinizdeki?
Sirkeci neresi kardeşim? Burası New York. Yani ne Sirkeci'si?
New York mu? Ne New York'u?
Abicim New York burada. New York'ta restoran burası ya.
Beyefendi beni arıyor diyor, ben geleceğim diyor.
Abi bilmiyorum yani ne olduğunu anlamadım. Ben o yüzden kapatıyorum şimdi, restorana çıkıyorum, okey?
Tamam.
Hadi.
Now what happened?
Sir?
Yeah.
Are you in Turkey? Are you in New York?
I'm in Turkey. I'm trying to connect people that might speak Turkish.
He says me, I am in New York.
Hello?
Yes, I'm Brian.
Yeah, do you speak Turkish?
No, I do not.
You motherfucker.
Who is this?
You stupid shit.
Can you put someone that speaks Turkish on the phone, motherfucker? I command you.
What is this? Who is this?
I command you. I'm calling from the Turkish embassy.
You're an idiot.
Your mother.
Important Turkish man here that we needed to speak with.
You hear that, motherfucker, American? I heard him. All right, well, Mr. Turkey, I'm going to let you go. It was nice talking to you. Is he gone already?
Yeah. No, the bad guys let us go.
All right, bye. Whatever. He was pretty helpful.
He's a fucking liar.
I thought he meant me. He was like, no, that other guy. I guess they got into a little bit of an argument.
I don't know if you've seen this before. More than likely you have. Did you hear about the guy that just did a bunch of stupid shit around Walmart and got banned from there?
No. What did he? Who? Jack Vale?
No, his name is Mr. Wolf.
Okay, what did he do?
So check this letter out. It says, "Dear Mrs. Wolf, over the past 6 months, your husband has caused quite a commotion in our store. We cannot tolerate this behavior and have been forced to ban both of you from our store. Our complaints against your husband, Mr. Wolf, are listed below and is documented by our video surveillance cameras." There's like 15 of them, but they're funny as shit. You'll like them. June 15th, he took 24 boxes of condoms and randomly put them in other people's carts when they weren't looking. Let's see here. July 2nd, he set all the alarm clocks and housewares to go off in 5-minute intervals.
Nice.
July 7th, he made a trail of tomato juice on the floor leading to the women's restroom.
Supposedly, that's a fake letter. According to Snopes. Snopes is the bottom line, man.
What's that now?
Snopes.com has it reported as a fake letter.
Oh, I hadn't seen it before.
Yeah, it was still funny.
It's just some shit they had on somebody was sharing on Facebook.
Yeah, I got you. But cool, nonetheless.
Sounds like some shit that we would do. Probably not to that extreme.
No, I do it to that extreme.
That's like something that Arby would do.
I do it. I have no control. Hey, guys, I'm going to take a break. You guys ready for that? Yeah, I am. Look, are you talking to the guy that used to go around? He I worked in a grocery store, and I used to go around with a black magic marker, and I would cross out barcodes on random items. I put a big X
numbers
on it.
And shit in.
Yeah, like on random, like popular items. Like I do it to bread all the time, and like basically all the bread gets bought. It gets bought, you know, and doesn't really go bad. Oh shit! Yeah, so you'd be a cashier, but like I can't fucking get it.
Ooh. You're also the guy that took a shit at a party and put it in the microwave.
I did do that also, yeah. I'm not proud of it. I'm just saying it happened. It was funny. Afterwards, I thought I was going to get caught. That's what I was scared. It's going to get around school that I shit and put it in the microwave and caught it on... apparently it smoked. It was like a really bad shit burn smoke. Oh, God. I can only imagine. Yeah. Okay, look, I'm going to take a break because I want to stretch my legs, get some strawberries to eat. But when we come back, we'll have more prank calls, including more calls to Turkey. We got some more numbers in Puerto Rico. While we're at it, we also have more requests of pranks to get to. Lonesome Loser is also sending in numbers in Australia for Indian restaurants. Those are always fun. Mm-hmm. And we can surely expect some of Baz's favorite, the UK wake-up calls. Mm-hmm. All when we come back. Probably do by another hour or show, and I'm going to hit the set. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You guys stick around, too. Thank you. All right. Hey, everybody. I'm Carlito. This is Madhouse Radio, second part of the show starting right now. Oh yeah, I'm supposed to talk about the shit, the network thing.
Oh yeah,
the changes.
Yeah. I haven't heard all this yet.
All right, so basically, what's going on? I'll play that later. What's going on is we're I decided to, you know, we want to keep the network going. Of course, but I think it should be separated from Madhouse because there's what I would consider, let's say, brand confusion sometimes. Madhouse, between Madhouse's show, between me and then the hosts. And I don't think it's fair, A, for the other hosts to have to deal with that, and B, if I decide I want to leave for a while or leave forever, or if someone else does, let's say, it should be able to survive and keep going, you know what I mean? Because the way it is now, if it's Madhouse, if I decide I can't do the show anymore, something happens and I can't do it anymore, it wouldn't be fair to all the other hosts, like, you know, let's say Jayad and Brad and et cetera, Turbo and the such. So, anyway, we decided, between me and Brad, and I had Enigma helping me out on logistics, we are changing the name. Took out a domain. It's prankcallnation.com. Still under heavy construction right now, but I can go ahead and give out the website. Prankcallnation.com. The network, I took the domain out like over a year ago, but I'm finally proceeding with it, so the network itself won't be called Madhouse Radio. That's going to be my show, Madhouse Radio. And then Prank Call Network is the name of the network. Or Prank Call Nation is the name of the network. I'm sorry. Look at me. I'm already fucking it up. PCN. Prank Call Nation. PrankCallNation.com. The first step is slated for Saturday during the day. I would expect it would happen. We're going to start using a PCN chat room instead of Madhouse. So everything... If you go to the Madhouse chat room, you'll be automatically forwarded to the new one. Kind of like what Death Fox tried to do with his headquarter, his HQ thing. So everything just kind of shoots over. That'll be the first step. And then the chat page on the MadhouseLive.com website is going to automatically forward you to the same page on the PrankCallNation.com domain. Just to kind of scoot everybody along a little bit. Also, yes, also, I wanted to start this week, and there's going to be a new Mixlr account. And
and if I, yeah, the Mixler account is Prank Call Nation. Prank Call Nation. That is the name of the new Mixler account that I'm guessing Jayetch is still going to be on the one we're using tonight, on the Madhouse Live one, tomorrow. He will still be on it. But I would expect Saturday is the target date for us to start having everyone use that instead. So go ahead and follow that account now if you haven't yet, so that you get the heads up once we start doing it. But again, that's slated for this weekend, hopefully Saturday. The phase one of the conversion to Prank Call Nation is the chat room being converted over and the Mixer account being converted over. There also is a Facebook page and a Twitter. I don't expect those to get very heavy use, but they are at the website now if you want to link those. The major reason for this, again, like I said, is for continuity of the network. I think it's only fair to everyone who's working hard other than me. If I decided that I needed to go, let's say I got busted for some reason. Let's say I made a really big fuck up. I was irresponsible doing a prank call, and I get busted, and I'm in a position where I can't do prank calls anymore like I do now. But that shouldn't reflect on the rest of you who don't do a stupid mistake and could keep it going.
And Carlita will call in daily from Alcatraz to do shows.
Alcatraz Island. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah, man. Mm. Okay. But,
yep.
Also, here's the other thing. The second part of this, after that, it's going to be a little bit better for the hosts if they want. You know, a lot of the hosts, you included, Baz, Jeff, I don't know if you got the info on this already. But for example, Baz, you'll have, like, let's say, baz.prankcallnation.com. That'll be a homepage for you where, I'll just set it up with a basic page for you with all your links for your shows, like where to download them, and your Facebook if you want to give it out or whatever it is. But you can actually, if you want, you're going to have the ability to go in there and change it yourself to whatever you want. You know what I mean? And then, cool. And also, you'll be able to, whenever you're done with one of your shows, like the ones you've been doing during the week, you know, you can upload those there. So you don't have to worry about finding a place to share it at if you can't afford it or can't find it. You have a web space that you can use already. And we should be able to generate a podcast feed for you automatically. So all you have to do is make sure that you're putting the MP3 of the show that you just did up on that server, and it should automatically update. That's the intention. We haven't implemented it yet. Well, that's the plan, to make that as seamless as possible. So there could be a Baz podcast, and it's easy as fuck for you to manage. You know what I mean?
That's great. Yeah, I've been thinking about doing that, but yeah. I'm glad I held off.
Yeah. Now, Brad won't use it because he's got his own setup already, but his page will just link back to all the Phone Losers links in his Facebook and YouTube. I'm the same thing. My stuff will link all the way back to Madhouse. But again, if it's someone who needs
somebody who doesn't have anything yet.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, like Brent Westwood show, Aaron will keep his website, I'm presuming, because he already has a website and his own archive. And yeah, so it's more of a centralization, and I think we got to set up for all the hosts. We've done the legwork already. It's not final. That's second phase. And there's other stuff down the way. But again, pretty soon we won't be calling this Madhouse anymore. It'll be called Prank Call Nation. PCN. I don't know what you guys want to call it.
Question in the chat from Adam.
What?
He wants to know if there's still going to be a show reel on the new Mixler account.
Yes. There will be a show reel. That will not change. There may be a change to the Madhouse show reel one, but I'm not ready to make that announcement yet. Those may not be available unless you're a supporter of Madhouse. I might do a Patreon like Brad is doing, just to start helping cover costs for stuff like this, so that we can, you know, it's really for everyone else. Like, I'm okay, you know, doing my little thing on the side, but I'm trying to make something that's sustaining itself at this point. We should be able to do that.
Yeah, minimizing out-of-pocket costs for you.
And that way, you know, covers Baz, Turbo, if he needs a place to have a podcast at.
You can do it right there. I told Turbo. Turbo was excited. Jayad's real excited about it. Baz, I don't think I got a chance to tell you about it yet. Yeah. And I think that's it. Aaron is still dealing with computer issues, from what I understand. And he's been
Brent Westwood's site right now to get on chat.
There you go. Well, because you like the Mibit, right?
It looks fantastic, and I see a link for some Jugold on the side.
Jugold, that old episode. That's a funny episode. Mm-hmm. All right, listen, so that was news. So we shared the Madhouse news again. I want to say we're just going to say PCN. You know what I mean? Doesn't that roll off the tongue? It reminds me of the good old days with PCU. Remember that?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, but I didn't want to just steal. I did have the option. I did look at it once when I picked Prank Call Nation. PCUradio.com, the old website, was available at that time. It's not anymore. Now it's a shoutcast station playing some Euro funk shit. But I almost took it out and said, I'll just call it PCU Radio and piss off KDK. But I passed on it, and yeah, now some other asshole took it. It would have been nicer had I taken it, because at least I had something to do with the real PCU Radio, the original one.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. Some other dude. I went to do it now, like last week I went to do it, and I went to the domain and straight up just came up with techno music. I'm like, ah, fuck. Some asshole took it. Anyway.
Oh, well, this is a new chapter.
Yeah. So it's going to be awesome. I'm real excited about it. Okay.
Yeah, you know, things have been really thriving lately, so yeah. It's appropriate, you know.
Oh, I wanted to do something with KDK has all those soundboards. He's got like a whole bazillion soundboards on his website. But he doesn't even promote that or do anything. He just has it there. So I ganked them all, and I'm going to try to make something out of it on our website. Like a soundboard depository there. I could, but it'd be straight up copying KDK's. Then he could... I might as well, right? If he's already saying that I copy him for this and we copy him for that, might as well just blatantly do it.
Yeah, he claims he's the originator of the UK Wake Up, which is bullshit.
That's bullshit. That is bullshit. Yeah. I was the first one out of all the PCU guys to call out of the country. Yeah, get out of here, man.
I don't know. I heard that like a couple years, 3 years ago.
Yeah, you bitch motherfucker.
I remember him saying that. I remember me and Milkman and shit like thinking the world speaks English. All right, Pacific Islands, right? Okay, yeah. Everybody started doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. All right, look.
I will have to say that I was the one that gave you the very first Guam number.
Were you? Okay. Okay, good. So you've got that. You get that behind you. There can't be that many phone numbers in Guam anyway, right? I'm kidding.
No, I think we've called them all between Turbo and I.
I think at this point, our information is on posters down there all over Guam. Do not answer phone calls from these men. They asked for a peck and some guy named Cross.
Let's fucking call Charlie Guam, and see what he's up to.
The Guam sex shop, whenever we call them now, the lady just answers the phone, she hears our voice, she goes, police station.
Oh, fun. Hey, RB Peepee's here, and he left. Okay.
We should call Charlie and say hello.
Oh, yes. You got it. You want Charlie, you got it, man.
I'll talk to Charlie. We'll get this straight now.
You drop Charlie.
Hey, Carlito.
Hey, Bradley. How are you, man?
Oh, super. Arby. I just want to say I think this whole new network thing is bullshit.
Yeah.
And I'm moving over to Friday Night Cranks' new network.
Oh, they got a new network, too.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. KDK said last week he was bringing PCU back, right?
Oh, yeah. Something like that. No, I'm talking about Friday Night Cranks, though. He's got prankcallworld.com.
No, he doesn't. Are you for real?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh my god, I just almost fucking got really pissed off at the world. Motherfucker, that guy. He sold his soul to the devil, right? Like Kanye West and those people? That's what he did, right?
How just do I get jealous because Jared's so goddamn funny.
Oh, he's so talented, man. Fuck yeah, totally talented.
He's just a natural at prank calls.
Oh, fuck
Let's
yeah.
call the restaurant.
Oh, shit.
Was that his cell right there?
Yeah. That was
Must have been.
Here we go.
See if we can get her, get his asshole son or bitch fucking daughter on the line.
So they're both, oh shit, they're both working out of there now. It's busy.
Yeah, because one day his asshole son gave me a hard time, and then the next time I called, it was his fucking bitch daughter. So I need to do the Pepsi order, and she started giving me a hard time.
Hello.
How you doing? Can I speak to Charlie, please?
Hello?
I need to speak to Charlie, please.
Charlie is not here now. So
where
who's calling?
This is Dwight. I need to do the Pepsi order.
Huh? Charlie is not here.
Yeah, put the manager on the phone. Who's in charge?
Oh, okay. Hold on a minute. Now it's busy, yeah?
All right, hurry up, bitch.
Hurry up.
What the fuck was so funny about me asking for Charlie?
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she like a Charlie. Charlie's his howly name.
I thought I just heard him in the background.
I could have sworn I did too, yeah.
He's there. I mean, he owns the damn place. He's probably there all the time.
Playing with that fucking bird. I thought I heard motherfucker there for a second, too.
Oh, my God. She straight up leaves us on hold sometimes, though.
Charlie's his slave name. That's how the white man keeps him down.
It's his howly name. I'll call someone else while we wait. This is taking too long. Here's a kebab and pizza in Australia.
A kebab in pizza, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, Brett, what was that Irish Pizza Hut you were calling, and it was saying Pizza Hut or something? Petza? It sounded like it was saying...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was really odd.
Petza Hut.
Pizza Hut? I think it might have been UK.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Hello?
Hi.
Is this Charlie?
Hello?
Hey, who is this?
This is King Gabby Kebab and Pizza. Who are you after?
My buddy Cross needs to make an order for some shit kebabs.
Yeah, I want some bancho.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, are you Indian?
Charlie?
Who is this?
We're talking to a guy in the UK, Australia.
You're in the UK?
Yeah.
Well, this is Australia.
I know. It's the same thing, right?
No, it's not.
You're Englishman, right?
You're all Englishmen.
You're all faggots also.
Did you pay your taxes?
Yes, I do.
To the crown?
You?
Did you pay your taxes to the crown? We didn't, because we're not little puppets like you.
Really?
So what penal colony are you incarcerated in?
Sorry, I can't understand you.
What penal colony are you incarcerated in?
I'm not in a colony.
Yeah?
He wants to know what prison you're in, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, Charlie?
Charlie?
We're trying to talk to Charlie, too.
Well, you're like, Charlie? I'm like, nah, that's not Charlie.
Sounded like him, kind of, though.
Sounded like Charlie when the guy that answered.
Kind of did. All right, here's Pizza Pocket. Charlie's still connected.
No, the guy that picked up at the Dewdrop.
Yeah. So some guy picked up a new drum. Is it still? Are they still there? Did they?
Yeah. Charlie, if you're listening in, I love you.
Pizza Pocket.
Hey, Pizza Pocket, right?
Yeah, mate.
You motherfucker, you. Huh?
Hey, I want a Pizza Pocket.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck a Pizza Pocket like a pussy pocket.
Yeah, can you put a hole in the side?
A pocket?
That we can slip our cocks into?
I'm going to come into your store, and I'm going to come into your store, and I'm going to jerk off right in your face.
Shut the fucking up, mate. Fuck off, man.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to come into your store and beat off.
Hey, Dwight, you've been making pizza calls in South Carolina lately?
Not that I know of.
I just saw a news story about...
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt Brad. Hey, can you make a tuna pizza pussy pocket? That's hard to say.
Mate, come down and Brad here, put the order. I'll come put the order, mate.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, we're on our way down.
Listen, buddy, I'm going to come down there and I'm going to make you jerk me off.
I'll pinch your nipples.
Shut the fuck up, man.
I'll pinch your nipples. Oh, fuck.
You're going to grab my dick and jerk it.
Hey, what were you saying there, RBPC?
It's a story I just saw. It's like in South Carolina, someone has been calling pizza customers and saying they ejaculated on your pizza. They have like badgers or something that keep pooping on all the pizzas. I don't know who it could be, but like I don't think it's anyone around Manhouse. I haven't heard about this.
Sounds like
it's along the same lines, but I tell them squirrels.
Yeah, sounds like someone that listens to Madhouse shows is doing pizza calls,
doing the Lord's work on our behalf or something.
Yeah.
Listen,
been involved. With
do you think
calls.
Any of our pranks have made news ever? I wonder. Like, I don't know.
It seems like we've been talked about somewhere, but I don't think it's actual news.
Yeah.
Like we've had memos go out.
We've had memos. Yeah. Yeah. Like Best Buy. Stuff like that.
So it's fucking 7-Eleven knows about us.
Actually, the gym, the fitness place, they've had a memo out about us already, even though we just started doing that like last week.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Polcha found out about that.
No shit. Wow, that was pretty quick.
What the fuck, Polcha? Not sharing with the fuck the rest of the class?
Yeah,
what the fuck?
You gotta warn us.
There was a pizza thing that made the news, but I can't remember exactly what it was. It was one of our pizza things.
You know, there was one out. It was like right along the lines of what we did, you know, where we were bitching at customers for not leaving a good tip. And the guy went and bitched and actually made a newsreel. He said that I won the worst customer in the world for not tipping right. And like, he just was being a real dickhead about the situation.
Yeah, it says something about in here about tips also. I'm pretty sure Dwight's responsible for all this.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't want to admit it.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm going to Alcatraz.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm
caught. Sloth says in IRC that there's a secret call that may have been on the news, but it cannot be spoken of.
That happened right around the time we had problems. Now I'm remembering it, and we kind of kept it quiet because of the problems we were having.
Yeah.
This is the first rule about Madhouse is we don't speak about Madhouse.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, look, Twitter complainers, we've got here. This is always fun. We've got a Comcast guy saying the Comcast website is broken, so he can't submit a survey.
I'll talk to his ass. I'll do a fucking survey.
Tell him we'll do in the phone one.
All right. I'm outsourced, motherfucker. I work from home. These calls aren't recorded because I fucking said so.
You see his name there is the first one.
Hi, here is Monica Donaldson. I'm unable to turn the phone right now.
Shut up.
Bitch.
Lisa does say at the end of that news story, no one has been arrested in the prank call incidents.
Hi, here is Monica Donaldson.
Good, good. I guess that's good. I don't know. Well.
It's because their tracer's busted.
Here's a guy needs help upgrading his phone to a new model, wants the iPhone 4S.
Why does he want that shit?
I don't know. And I don't know who he's trying to contact. Who's he trying to contact? Whatever. iPhone 4S.
I think we could burn him real quick. You trying to upgrade that phone, motherfucker? It's a lady. Mrs. Anderson. This is Morpheus.
Reverse 4 minutes.
Why did I do that? Stupid.
All right, here's a guy upset at Comcast for losing his rental equipment that he sent back. And Comcast is sending him to Clarkson's over it.
So he lost the equipment. Sir, your bill's up to $595. I don't give a fuck if you sent it back or not.
I'm like, yeah, bullshit. I sent it back.
Julio Garcia. To take him through a customer satisfaction survey.
Voice note, Todd Davis. Please leave a message.
That's Todd. I guess the formatting is fucking me up here.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hello?
Andrew could be fun.
I thought I heard a pickup. Yeah, Andrew's going to be fun. He's an attorney. Posted on Twitter that he told Comcast to kiss his ass and that he works at a law firm.
Oh, yeah? Why? Well, fucking David Snausberg got his degree at DeVry, so fuck him.
Yeah. That always shows. That's really mean he's a lawyer.
That always shows. Yeah.
Hello,
Neeson? Is
Andrew Neeson available, please?
Yeah, Mask is calling.
Yes, this is Dwight McClanahan. I'm calling on behalf of Comcast.
Yeah, let's hello, I'm Andrew.
Yes, I was calling to do a customer survey. I see you had a recent interaction with our customer service department, and I wanted to get the survey filled out for you.
Yeah, can we do this another time? I'm in the middle of something.
Sir, I'm a very important fucking man, and we need to do this now.
Excuse me?
I'm an important man, and I need to get this filled out so I can go home.
Okay, yeah, okay.
What's the matter? Did I interrupt you in the middle of,
in the middle of masturbation, let me ask.
Yeah.
Let me see if he'll talk to me. Probably not.
Yeah. He might.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is the supervisor here. At the call center, did you just get a call from my associate, Dwight?
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to apologize on his behalf. He's been terminated now. He's definitely not going to be doing anything like this again. I apologize again. Can I run through the survey, please? Motherfucker? Whatever. Bye.
And one more time. I'll threaten to sue him. I'm the attorney, Comcast attorney.
No, he's going to go all law firm.
I doubt he'll. He's probably not going to answer.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Nissen. This is David Snoswell. I'm with General Counsel here at Comcast Legal Affairs. I've been monitoring these calls, and it seems that we might be within our rights to file a suit against you for being harassing to our employees that are trying to make simple survey calls.
Yeah? Okay, cool.
So can I get some information? We're going to be serving papers tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
And will you be available to receive the papers from between 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock? Eastern.
Do you know where I am, or?
And then you put him up your ass.
No, I'm calling to get this information. I know that you're in New Hampshire. Is that correct?
He could put him up his ass. Home.
Yeah, no, it's 3 a.m. here. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the law waits for no man.
No, that's true.
He's a lying motherfucker. Yeah. It's only 12:51 there.
You
he's
know
a
what?
Piece of shit.
You're just racking up additional charges.
Huh.
That would be levied upon you.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
And it seems that according to my records, when you initially contacted Comcast, you claimed you were working at a law firm. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, I didn't know that anybody with a low IQ such as yourself could work at a law firm. That's interesting.
He's clearly violating Statute 21 of the HOMO statute.
Yeah. I definitely have that written in the doc here.
No, that's actually true. I actually just got off the phone with my general counsel, and they were warning me that I was in violation. I had no idea. Laws are changing all the time.
Then you proceeded with the infractions.
Yeah, no, I did. Yeah, I have really very little respect for the law.
Okay, I'm writing that down, too. Okay, that's going to be another $25,000 in punitive damages.
Why, when our tech person came to your door, you exposed your genitals to him?
Yeah, well, see, I was expecting someone else. That was actually a simple mix-up. They promised a brunette.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling us that you were expecting a prostitute?
No, I would never break that law. No, not at all.
Well, I don't know. You don't seem to have any problem breaking about any other law.
No, but I actually have I have nothing but the utmost respect in terms of prostitution laws. Everything else, though, I tell
them. Next question. Okay. Is your mother a brunette?
Well, depends on the day of the week, am I right?
You are right.
Thank you.
What about downstairs?
You saw it once.
Privileged information, son.
You saw it once, right? At least once. We all saw it once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does the carpet match the shades?
That's not how that expression goes.
Oh, well, whatever.
Yeah.
Listen, buddy,
that's
big question.
That's what I learned at DeVry Law School.
Yeah, the big question we have around here is, do you shave your taint?
Do the drapes match the curtains? Duh.
Oh.
That guy is right. He was actually correct about that.
Sir, my name's Charles Bartowski. I'm with the Public Defender's Office, and I'm going to be representing you in this case.
Okay, cool.
Guilty or not guilty?
No contest, actually.
No, guilty or not guilty.
That's...
I went to DeVry, and I know how this works. Guilty or not guilty?
I went to the University of Phoenix.
That's no DeVry, okay?
In Dwight's court, sir, it's either guilty or not guilty. We don't do that fucking no contest shit, okay?
How do you play?
This isn't the South, man.
I'm Judge Carlos.
I'm in the South right now for a business meeting.
I'm Judge Carlos.
God, I bet this guy has a velvet throat. I would love to fuck it.
Yeah. Nice dentures. Take them right out.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
A big, nice, loose asshole.
Hey, let's do a masturbation contest. You guys ready? On three.
Oh, fuck yeah. You ready?
One, all right. Two, three.
Okay.
Oh, Brad wins again.
The guy on the phone didn't finish. He's got to eat the cum-soaked Oreo.
Yep, the Oreo's yours.
They're playing soggy biscuit. We'll mail it to you.
You there, sir? I'm just going to let him go. I'm going to let him sink into the ocean like Leo DiCaprio. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. His heart will go on.
The drapes match the carpet.
How does that not work? The shades match the carpet. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, you get shades.
They call it shades.
You can get the shades and colors now.
Tell them, say, motherfucker, I don't have curtains. I have fucking shades, all right?
Yeah.
It's 2014. Who has curtains anymore?
Damn right.
Like the White House and shit. Anyway. Here is Iki Haha Sethi, who is in Virginia and is complaining about Comcast and their internet connectivity issue. I'll show her a lesson.
This isn't on that list. This is a different one.
Oh, I was about to say, I do not see what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's hot. Hot number.
Are you going to talk to her? Are you going to talk to her all sexual?
Hello?
Yeah, is that Iki Haha Sethi?
Yes, who's speaking?
Hi, this is Eddie. I'm with Comcast. I'm calling you back. You're having trouble with your internet connectivity?
Yes, so I live in Blacksburg, and the internet every night constantly keeps getting disconnected.
Okay. All right, and it just keeps... Okay. I found out why. Hello?
I'm sorry,
I investigated and I looked at your account and I found out why. Your account keeps getting suspended.
Why does it keep getting suspended?
Well, because you're looking at a lot of pornography. That's a lot of illegal pornography.
So.
Yeah. And too much YouTube also. You have to pay separate. You have to pay separate for YouTube now. See if I can fix
this. Is this a joke?
No. YouTube's separate now. CNN.com is separate. TMZ is a separate. Yeah. Do you use Netflix?
Yes, I do.
Hang on.
But then I'm not watching Netflix right now. Right now, all that I'm doing is I'm just online on Facebook.
Yeah, but the problem is you have something like a virus that's looking at pornography and sharing it. It sends it to...
I have roommates, so I can ask them.
You have roommates? Go ask them now, because if not, I'm going to shut it down forever and ever. Right now. I'm going to turn it off.
I don't think you should turn
Mr.
off
Cross?
The account.
I have permission to. I have to do it. I have my supervisor, Mr. Snoswell, and then I have another technician. Also, Brad.
Yes, Mr. Soswell, did she just say that she was on Facebook? Is that what she said?
Oh, yeah. I think it was a Facebook feed, too, right?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm actually monitoring her account right now, and she's actually on MasterChat.
Yeah.
.com. I'm not.
I don't know about
it says
that
she's performing.
You're performing sexual...
she knew what that was.
What's Master Chat? I didn't even know.
That's dirty. Where you can go online and masturbate, and people can
she got all nervous, like,
masturbate in front of each other.
How did they know?
Hello, sorry.
Listen, we have the records. You're going to Master Chat.
I am not in Master Chat.
Not right now. Not right now, but recently.
I don't even have an account on that.
Excuse me,
miss. My name is Dwight, and I was on Master Chat with you. They pulled me in to verify, and may I say bravo. Very good performance.
And she's also on chatterbait.com recently as well.
Yeah, and Live Jasmine. Listen, we can fix all this for you. Are you at your computer now?
I'm sorry. Are you really calling from Comcast? I'm going to call back Comcast customer service and directly talk to them.
Well, listen, this is your ticket number. We're going to have to charge you a fee. You know what? We're going to go ahead and shut off your internet anyway. Then we'll shut it off right now.
Why should you... this is terrible customer service to shut off internet.
Well, you're being a stupid motherfucker. You know that? You're giving me a hard motherfucking time. Oh, wow.
You should have beat Spender. Yeah, we can fix it. We need you to put this in so we can trace the problem.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
She's calling Comcast right now.
just 12 more spins and we'll have it.
Your call has...
Oh. All right, well, there you go. Comcast doing good work over there. Thanks, guys. More complainers. Let me go back to that list, the earlier one. So there's a place called Winkles that this guy's mad at, and his name is Tracy. Her name is Tracy. Tracy. It's a dude.
He says it's a dude.
It's a dude named Tracy. Yeah.
They gave him a girl's name to toughen him up. I like that. Let's see what the fuck Tracy's problem is.
Winkles. Sounds like a gay bar or something.
Hello, you've reached the office of Tracy Kinsey with Microsoft. Please leave me your name.
He works with Microsoft. Mm. Yeah, this is going to go well if he picks up. Let's see.
As for Mrs. Tracy Kinsey.
Mrs. Tracy.
Excuse me, ma'am.
No, but that's a girl's name.
I'm a man. What the hell? Gotta be kidding me.
Hello, you reached the office of Tracy Kinsey with Microsoft.
Okay, no luck there. Moving right along.
This go. Next one could be good, but we don't have a name.
Really? There's no name, just the account? Haven't seen it yet.
Says,
Comcast internet
has a Comcast internet outage. Wants to know when it'll be back. This is just
tell
about
her to
2 weeks.
www.comcast.com.
There's no number for it.
Oh, wait, that there's no number for that. Was Tracy. That number right there we just did. I guess, right? Or there's no name, period, but there's no number either. What the heck?
Somebody shooting fast and loose from the hip.
Yeah, no number. Nowhere for me to call. And actually, there's a tweet he got asking from Time Warner asking if he was still without service. Oh, wow. Anyway, okay.
Motherfuckers be tripping.
And that's it there. Let me go back to Request a Prank, see what we got. Lonesome sending in a lot of numbers also. We got to get to those pretty soon. Okay, that's nothing. All right, we got a number here for Steve. And it's requested that we tell him we smell marijuana smoke from the left side of the house and that we are concerned. Okay. I'll do that. Or it should be a cop or something. Motherfucker. Brad, where do you check your numbers at? Do you put them in the white pages? Or
I just put it on Google, mostly, and see if it comes up as, like, FBI or whatever.
Okay. Do you get a lot of hits like that? A lot of times people do that shit?
Nah, that's pretty rare, but, you know, occasionally.
Yeah.
Something bad.
Some asshole.
Let's tell him to put a towel under the door and break his windows.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Steve. I can't get to the phone right now, but if you leave your name and number, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Come on, hang up.
So speaking of bogus numbers, Carlito, there was no repercussions for calling that missile launch base or whatever it was.
Not that I know of yet. No, they seem pretty cool.
Yeah, they did.
Like the one guy that first answered, he said, "No worries." Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, is that Steve?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Good. What? Do you know what time it is? Who's calling?
Well, I was creeping around your house. I was on the left side of your house, and it smells like pot, man.
Who is this?
This is Eddie. I'm a cat burglar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But anyway, you were like, I guess you smoke pot or something. I could smell it really, really, from like the left side. There was like a ton of weed smoke coming out of there. I was trying to look for, like, stuff in your yard that you didn't have tied down. Take. Like, lawnmowers and stuff. I take them and I spawn them later somewhere else.
Say that again. I didn't hear you.
No, I don't want to say it again. What are you doing? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm sitting here. I'm jerking it. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're all stroking off. We're having a video. It sounded like it was a cop or something. I don't know. I freaked out.
He's probably grabbing a flashlight.
Yeah, say it again. Say it again. Crazy motherfucker. He's probably like a corrupt cop or something.
Yeah.
Fucking curb stomp me or something. What was I was thinking about something that we had to do. Oh yeah.
You're a cat burglar. That's hilarious.
The show won't be going on for much longer. I just took my sleeping pill. I gotta get to sleep soon. Just saying. Usually hits me pretty quick. So get them in while you can. Let's start rapid firing. Indian.
You said you got some Australian Indian?
Yes, I do. That's right. Here's the first one of those. Star of India. Star of India.
Thank you for calling the Crockett Group. We're just on another call at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone with your name.
On another call. Telephone. Bullshit. Try it again. I think they're open at this time.
I don't know.
An answer machine. Whatever.
That doesn't sound very Indian.
No, I didn't. I got plenty of more of these. Here's Zika in New South Wales. No. Bullshit. Australia.
That's a girl's name.
Yeah, that's a state in Australia.
Welcome to Zika Indian, your favorite Indian. For pickup takeaway, press 1. Home delivery. Please note, calls to this organization are recorded and monitored for quality and training purposes.
What?
For prosecution purposes.
Do not prank us.
My favorite hold music.
What is this?
Ooh, it's my favorite Indian.
Oh my god.
This would make a good dubstep.
Yeah. This would make a good background music for your show. A lot of mixed reviews, mixed results in the chat room about the music. From happy to angry.
Here we go. Here's where it picks up.
Break it down. Yeah.
Please note, calls to this organization are recorded and monitored for quality and training purposes.
This is a dope song.
I like how it keeps going out of tune randomly.
Yeah.
What would cause that? That's weird.
I don't know. Like it's on a tape or something. I don't know.
The 8 tracks, it's going to like just start spooling out of the machine in a minute.
I guess. All right, look, I'm calling a different one. This is taking way too long.
Well, can we wait for the song to be over?
Sure.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'll do whatever you guys want. I love you guys.
Please note, calls to this organization are recorded and monitored for quality.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. The Indian food, right?
Yeah, right.
That's to make an order?
We open 5 o'clock, sir.
Banchot? Banchot?
Sorry?
Banchot?
No, can I make an order to pick up at 5?
Yeah, sure.
Banchot?
Just give me one.
Yeah.
Banchot?
Just give me 1 sec, sir.
Okay. Yeah, hurry the fuck up.
Yes, please.
Banchot?
Yes. Like 1 chicken tikka masala.
Have you been here before, sir?
No, I have not, thank God.
It's like...
Thank the gods.
Sorry?
Nothing, I said proceed.
We got a food bar. We don't do chicken tikka masala.
Oh, you don't? So what do you mean by a food bar?
Like a Bin Mary in a shopping center.
Yeah?
You come and pick it up, whatever you like. You can have a
taste. You have all the dirty shit laid out on a trough, and people come with a shovel and just shovel that swill and that filth up into their plates.
Yeah, you can most welcome.
Yeah? And then you ejaculate on the food and then shit on it.
Yeah, you dirty, can try that. And
shitty food.
Let's see who's going to fuck each other, okay?
Yeah, devil people food.
Yeah, dirty, you come dirty, here dirty and let's food. See who's going to win.
Dirty man. I'm going to want your sister to come in front of me and I'm going to inspect her for cleanliness. Yeah, that's it. What do you have to say about that?
I'm going
to
fart on their devil food.
Yeah, I'm going to fart on you. I'm going to make a fart on you, motherfucker. Fart on you. I'm going to call someone else, too. Right in your face.
Yeah, you just stay put. Don't you go anywhere.
Bitch, motherfucker.
Not done with you yet.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to make an order.
What you like, sir?
One banchot.
One banchot.
Hello?
One banchot.
Banchot.
Terabab.
Terabab.
Tera madriyan.
Teri ma.
Tera mani banchot.
Tera bhyan ka loda. Mother chod. Bhyan chod sale. Kutte ki ulad.
Yeah, kutte chod.
Aur gaan le le. Apni gaan marwa le. Apne baap se marwa. Apne kutte ke lod se mangwa. Bhyan ke chodal.
Fucker.
Yeah, keep going. I'm not done. I'm almost there.
Wow. It sounds really dramatic when it's echoing like that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that was great.
Put a couple numbers down there. I'm going to hunt for a fucking Power Ranger.
Sounded like a Hitler speech or something.
It did sound like that. Bancho terama. Terama dilan, bancho.
Teri pyan ji puddi tere peon rajan pyan ke laude. Samne aake teri gaan chodrunga bhyan chod.
Oh, yeah.
Bloody I declare you the winner.
Damn.
I heard him call you a motherfucker a couple times.
Yeah. Yeah.
I put a couple numbers there when you get done with this. I'm banchoed.
Yeah.
Carly, did you ever get my fitness numbers?
Tonight?
No, I sent them last week.
If you sent them last week, they might have gotten lost in a sea of voicemail and notifications and text notifications.
And semen.
And
whatever.
Semen. Yeah. I can look for...
Oh, us.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sloth is saying that he thinks that guy put a hex on us.
I think so. I'm losing main focus machine power.
Uh-oh.
I'm just warning you guys. All right.
With the Ambien machine?
Yeah, it's starting to kick in. usually lasts longer, but... Okay, look, here's the guy looking for Steve. Do you want me to call that?
I'm gonna look for Steve.
Right, so
he's supposed to be the second Power Ranger.
So you want me to call that? Is that what it is? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to hunt the hotel for him.
Okay.
He's out in San Jose right now.
So the Red Ranger is out there too?
Yeah, he's the second Red Ranger.
Is JDF like the most famous of the Power Rangers?
Probably.
Wow, man.
I'm going to tell him JDF. Hey, how you doing? I need to be transferred to a guest room, please.
What's the guest room?
I got the last name, if you can take that.
Yep, that works. What's the last name?
Yep, the last name is spelled C as in cat, A as in apple, R as in retard, D as in den, E as in elephant, N as in Nancy, A as in apple, S as in Sam.
Hmm. I don't seem to have anybody under that last name.
Okay.
Fucker.
Could it be under a different name?
It could, but I'm not going to bother with that. What I'd really like to do is maybe I come and make a reservation at your hotel,
bitch.
And I take you out on a date. We go up into the hotel, and we make love.
Bitch.
No, thank you.
I will present a mighty penis for your vagina. It will not be mine. It will be Mr. Snoswell's.
This is a business. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Bitch.
Hang up on you.
King Bang.
It's quite tumescent.
Your ear delicious.
Right. Let's try this other one.
Your ear delicious.
to Memphis.
Hi, I need to be transferred to a guest room post-haste.
Oh, what?
I need to be transferred to a guest room, please.
Oh, nobody in the room.
What?
Nobody in the room because they're a piece of shit.
In the room.
Faggot.
Which hotel is this?
I don't know, just some faggot.
Hey, asshole.
I'm going to give him a good dicking.
Hotel asshole.
The palm trees fucking piece of shit in.
Yeah.
Why would he be staying at
a palm tree? Does with this palm.
Yeah. I get it. He masturbates. Yeah. Yeah. I'll keep him on,
jerks
too.
It.
I think he just clicked. North Thank Indian you. Flavor. North Indian flavor.
Mm. Yum.
Ah.
Hey, that's the second guy that's done that.
What an asshole.
Motherfucker.
I'll call him back. Oh, it's busy. Okay, anyway,
yeah,
look.
He's still playing that noise.
Yeah. This'll show him. Okay, more Indian food. We never get tired of these. Right, Brad?
Yeah.
They're my favorite.
Banchod.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Banchod.
Yeah, like.
Hello.
Hey there, cockboy.
Hey, I'd like to make an order for takeaway, please.
Yeah, man. What do you want?
Yeah, I want some chicken tikka, motherfucker. masala. Yeah. I'm sorry, it just slipped out. Chicken tikka masala.
No, sorry, not chicken tikka masala today.
Oh, how about chicken vindaloo?
No, just beef vindaloo. Otherwise, chicken curry?
Get some naan bread.
Yeah, chicken curry.
Get some naan bread. Fuck yeah.
You know what?
Motherfucker.
Yeah, naan bread too. 5 naan breads.
Yeah, you come come to in the shop. I'm until open in the...
Then I'll fuck you. Yeah. Come open your asshole and I'll fuck you.
I'm going to show some...
3 moderate chuds.
I'm going to show some naan bread up this motherfucker's ass.
Hello.
Hi.
You hear me, bitch, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Get
you
mad.
Just come to in the shop and pick up what you want.
Get mad, monkey bitch.
Yeah.
Get mad, you monkey motherfucker.
Sir, I've been drinking, and I'm going to come food. I'm gonna come in there and I'm going to piss on your counter.
Fucking guy.
Faggot. I'm going to piss in your mouth.
I'm going to piss all over your mother's grave.
Hello?
Yeah, tandoori shit food.
Sorry?
Tandoori village.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to make an order.
Dirty shit village.
Sorry?
I'd like to make a fucking order. Well, that's too much. That's way too strong, guys.
I'm going to make an order and hold the fucking hair, you hairy bitch.
I'm going to move for beef jerky, man. Or like turkey jerky and shit.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Fuck yeah.
You dirty N-word.
Salmon jerky is really good. Tastes like salmon.
I had bacon jerky. Bacon jerky is good.
Oh, that sounds good. Bacon jerky.
It is.
I might make some bacon.
You guys have Alberto jerky where you are?
No. Never heard of it.
You might have had that, Brad. Do you get Alberto jerky in Oregon?
I don't know. I don't really eat that stuff.
Okay. It's probably just a Washington thing.
He's a vegetarian.
Some hot sauce I'm going to order here in a couple days. It's called Grinder's Death Nectar. It's supposed to be kind of hot.
Well, you want to do that? Here's the last call tonight because I'm going to pass out here pretty soon. Spunky Monkey's Daycare. Yeah.
Spunky Monkey's Daycare.
That's what it says.
Yeah, they'll be open.
We should get him to watch Dwight because he gets drunk and fucking gets crazy.
Spunky Monkeys.
Hey, Spunky Monkeys, huh? Spunky Monkeys?
Yes.
Yeah, you have lots of little kids running around like little motherfuckers over there? Huh? Whatever. I can't. Guys, I'm leaving. That's it. I'm done. All right. Bye.
Well, we could call it like 3 more times, though. It's the same number, so it's still the last one.
You do whatever you want just to piss me off, to keep me on.
Motherfucker.
You do it intentionally. No. Bye, Brad. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Bass. See ya.
Touch Frank me. Call Nation for life.
Touch me.
Prank Call Nation, yeah. That's a fucking piece of shit. Look, guys, thanks for hanging in there with me. I got to go recharge some sleep so I can get up at 6:45 in the morning. Right now it's 1:18, so I got about, by the time I fall asleep, about 5 hours of sleep. And I'm already, was already sleep deprived. So, hey, thank you all for tuning in tonight. It's been a great show. We had some fun. Hopefully next week I'll be able to make it longer. Okay, really got to go. See you guys. I'll be back Monday. Maybe I'm going to do another daytime show Monday, okay? Those will be moving to Tuesday on a permanent basis pretty soon. Enjoy that. See you later.
Your pencils ready. Number two.
I got a question.
Pop quiz.
Question.
Double the stairs.